I'm not playing no fucking games, dude.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making us get the cutting. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my perfect.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
I'm having a lot of fun tonight. I'm having a lot of fun tonight, everybody. Good evening. It is Carlito, Milkman, and Madhouse Radio. Milkman, it's a great night. It's a great night,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend and my amigo. Que fue. It's good to hear your melodious tones tonight. You're sounding rather jolly and well. I'm sure you have something great in store for us, do you not, my friend?
Shove it up your ass, Milkman. Shove it up right up your ass. Shove your niceness and gratitude and pandering and shove it right up your ass tonight.
Oh, what the heart?
I have to lift that out, you know, that really hurt.
We love you, KDK.
Yeah, KDK's great.
Yeah, KDK's cool.
KDK.
In my book, he's cool.
It's KDKprankphonecalls.net. Everyone be sure to go there tonight. Enough with the clapping, Milkman. No more clapping for tonight, okay?
All right, man. I'm sorry. I'm just a little enthusiastic. Things are really, really going well. The show sounds so good. All right, I'll be good.
Okay, good. So, I think it's hilarious. It's just, there's been a lot of bullshit going on with you guys that I've been very upset with the vast majority of you in the chat room. Shame on you guys. Very bad. Bad. All of you. Very bad. Should be ashamed of the way you've been acting in the chat room. Milkman enacted the Stallion bot that we paid for 2 weeks ago. We paid several hundred dollars to get that bot created by a computer friend that Milkman has.
Yes, sir.
But he sent me the whole log of the chat room, and all I see is a lot of malarkey, a lot of anger, and people all across the board disrespecting people op. They don't need to be op. I'm a little upset, so I decided to take Nunu. Oh, it's hilarious. Nunu's upset. Nunu's upset, Milkman. Nunu's, you're in the chat
room. What? I haven't got a message from you. What are you upset about, Nunu?
We replaced Nunu with Milkman tonight.
A jolly Lancaster from Lancashire, England. Our representative.
I think it'd be funny to put Nunu on timeout for the show. And here's why I'm pissed off, man. I'm very angry right now. Because fucking asshole UK Ted, like a... can't mind his own business, and he has to go in there and use all caps, and because Nunu always uses all caps, Milkman. So he's usually auto op, and he gets in the chat room, and he doesn't have ops, and he already is like, "What the fuck?" And then my second prank on him was going to be after he typed in all caps, which he probably would have done really early in the show. He'd probably be doing it by now. He would have gotten kicked out by the Stallion bot that we paid for. But UK 10.
I have that also. I have that capability also. So even if we deprogram Stallion, I still can enact that.
But UK 10, like a pendejo, had to go in there and type in all caps, and it kicked him out first, and Nunu put that one together. So it's still funny because Nunu's like, ah. And Nunu's like, you tell you know, all caps, all caps. I talk all caps. I got to talk all caps. Nunu said, this is awesome. I think we're just having fun with Nunu for the first hour of the show. Nunu's on timeout for talking in all caps too much in the chat room. I think that Nunu has shown poor leadership in the last few weeks in the chat room because he allowed the chat room to come under a hacking attack once. Remember? And I said in the chat room, I said, Nunu, you're asleep at the wheel. Just like the fucking watchman at the Titanic, the man, the guy who was in charge of the Titanic, the vice captain. You know, the iceberg's coming for the Titanic, and Nunu's sleeping at the wheel, sleeping at the wheel. So he's on timeout. That's not to say that other people are behaving in there. Everyone, I think everyone Nunu has had a gripe with. Some of them, majority of them, have been a problem issue.
Oh, my. Hey, there's RBCP. Welcome, sir.
Who?
RBCP just chopped.
Oh, yes. Hi, RBCP. How are you, sir? It's good to see you. All right, let's look for numbers that we can do. I got a feeling Nunu, will you please send some numbers? Please send us some numbers to prank call. I'd appreciate it.
And please quit hacking the site, man. I mean, yeah. You know, we're working with you, but just be nice. Don't throw dookie.
Okay, so we have a woman named Amanda who set up a free 1 month trial with CenturyLink for TV service. She canceled at the end because she basically just wanted free TV for a month. People do that. My parents do that. Anyway, they ended up charging her, and she was super pissed. She may have already taken care of it, but you're king and can definitely improv something. Okay, wow. Thank you, man. Must be a personal friend. Do you know what company? Oh, it was CenturyLink. Okay. Does CenturyLink do Florida TV service? I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, they're catching on now. They're catching on.
Yeah, it might be. It's just a new provider. Maybe it's just weird. I don't know. Maybe I should switch to whatever company that Brad uses for Cacti, because it seems to be a little more reliable than this company I'm with right now. It'll be an easy switch. I'll basically be doing what this guy here did. What this lady that we're going to be calling here now, Amanda, get the free 1 month trial and then cancel. How do you go through those motions to get TV just for a month? You gotta sign a contract and have them come out and install the fucking equipment and connect the TV, and you're gonna be sitting there learning the channels and the new remote control and the new box and all that. And you know, going into it, you're going to cancel before the end of the first month? These are all things I should be asking her, I think, right?
Definitely get the scoop, man, because anything we can do to, you know, to acquire any services for less than free is great.
All right, here we go.
Like to make and receive calls anywhere in the United States absolutely free. Simply visit MagicJack.com and begin making calls for free. It takes only seconds. That's MagicJack.com. Your call cannot be computed as dialed. Your caller ID has either been blocked or has been deleted incorrectly by your carrier.
Yeah, they won't let you. You can't Skype into MagicJack numbers. And it's funny, they'll play an ad first before they even tell you what the problem is when you're trying to call them. Isn't that a little ridiculous? Seriously.
Wow, I didn't know that, man. I still got a Magic Jack number, but I haven't used it forever.
Yeah, no, I understand. Google Voice will work because it's based off of like a phone kind of platform, where they're actually being mapped over to telephony lines that Google's involved with. So that should work out. Let me see if I can remember how to pull that up here on the new server. Where do I go? How do I call somebody out of Gmail? Why don't I? I should know this. I do it all the time. Call phone. Here we go.
They're on me, bro. They know that I'm sabotaging the show secretly and that I've changed my nick to Nunu to sabotage the show. Look at them, and they are pissed.
Yeah, pass you through to some rooms, UK Ted. Please. I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm going to voice Nunu. I think that's fair.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message.
I'm going to try a call again. If they don't answer, then whoever sent this in is banned forever. So get ready, Mr. Trombone. I'm kidding. Trombone Tatas. Sorry. Trombone Tatas. I'm kidding.
Amanda
is unavailable to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Amanda. Could you please give me a call back? Appreciate it. I won't give out the number on the air because stupid people start getting stupid with it. Well, the chat room, there's people saying stupid things that don't make any sense. Really stupid fucking things. Like, talk about TCP/IP, bad fish. Talk about TCP/IP. I need stack info. What's the point? What are you talking about? What do you want to talk about? Internet Protocol, ICMP, huh?
Please TCP, enjoy the IP. What do you want to talk about? Party is being reached.
Don't be stupid. And a great big cock. This is the KDK show. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Hello.
What are they talking about, Milkman? I hit the wrong number. I hit the wrong button. I hung up on you.
I know. I figured it out. I heard Serge disconnected the call. I knew that. I was just going to message you.
Great big cock center. This is the KDK show. What are you talking? What do you mean this is the KDK show? What do you mean this is the KDK show?
I don't know, man. I don't even got a clue, man. He's not very happy with me though right now.
I don't care.
He said I'm a faggot, and you know what? I said hi.
I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. That guy. I'm sure he's a nice guy. What are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
Great big cock center. I thought you were KDK. Sorry, Artie. Okay, who's already me? Who's already?
I don't know. Everyone ignore that man, Great Big Cock.
All right. Yeah, I'm not gonna worry about it. It's all right. Yeah, have fun, Great Big Cock. It's all right.
He's a fucking maniac. He's a fucking. I don't know what he does there. He probably doesn't have no shirt on right now. Listening to the show. Probably drinking cheap
he's
beer.
He's typing without no pants.
God. Whatever. Have fun. Enjoy the show. Cagney. Wants us to know this is an awesome show. Thanks, Cagney. That's good. Milkman, do a voice op on Cagney. Make him a plus voice. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, I've seen there. We'll take care of that.
Much appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. There you go.
Golden star.
Golden star for you. This is how we're going to handle the chat room now. When you're good, if you're a good person, you get a gold star, and if you're a bad person, then we take away your gold star. All right? Now, we don't have a system where you get a negative star, but we're working on it. So I understand we got someone that we're paying some money to figure that out in the IRC.
There may be some new scripts coming.
Maybe. We got about 18 minutes left until Nunu's reinstated. In the meantime, we're going to continue with some more prank calls. Requested pranks that we have here, I believe. We have some requested pranks. If not, then I don't know. Maybe I'll just end the show and play Skyrim or something. Or Modern Warfare 3. Is that the game that the people play now? I have that game here. I think I have it. I haven't played it yet. Or something like that. All right. Or I'll watch basketball, too. There's a lot of basketball on right now. 25 years old and still lives with his mom. This is Jarvis, who lives in Texas, and he is a request a prank call submission. He's the lucky recipient of a request a prank on his behalf. Let's give him a call. Big Jarvis. I'd have a nice story to talk about, but since I'm not allowed to talk about food, according to people in the chat room, certain people, then I guess you guys won't hear the nice story. Okay?
Oh, no, man. All right, I'll tell you what, man. We're going to put them on ignore. I'm getting hungry.
No, hello? It would have been nice to talk about, right? But we can't talk about this, Jarvis. It would have been nice to...
Hello?
Jarvis, are you there?
Yeah.
It would have been nice to be able to talk about this with the people, but since you have a problem about me talking about food, then I guess no one's going to get to hear the nice story. Right?
This is Lamont.
Yeah.
What's up?
Listen, just because you got to go around talking shit about me about talking about food all the time, I don't appreciate that. I don't have a problem, okay?
What?
I don't have a problem. If I talk about food, how much I like food and foods that I make and eat and sharing with my friends about food, that doesn't mean I got some kind of problem, okay?
Who's this?
This is Cross.
What?
Jarvis.
Hello?
Jarvis, I am Cross.
What?
I am Cross, Jarvis. I am Cross.
Cross?
Yeah, Cross.
What?
Yeah.
How do I know you?
Well, I'm friends with your mom. You live with your mom. I'm friends with her.
What?
I'm friends with your mom, and we talk about you all the time. Well?
Okay, I don't know you.
Yeah, well, I just want you to know, you don't need to be talking trash and talking shit about me talking about food all the time, okay? If I want to talk about nice things that I've made food-wise and that I've eaten and I want to share about restaurants and drinks that I drink and make drinks and special drinks that I order from other countries and I bring them here to my house and I'm drinking them in private, that doesn't mean you need to make me feel like I'm a piece of trash, a piece of shit myself.
Okay, I don't know you. Like, why don't you call me? I don't know you.
Your mom said to give you a call that you were the one that was talking these things about me, talking about food all the time.
Okay, I don't know you like that.
Your mom knows me like that, and she told me everything that's going on with the way you've been handling these situations and talking to people about me behind my back. And I don't appreciate that. I work with these people. I spend more time with some of these people than I do my own family. There you go. I'm going to call him back.
Hello?
Listen, I don't appreciate you hanging up the phone on me.
Oh, no, you quit calling me for real.
Listen, your mom told me to call you.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. She said you're the one that's talking trash.
Okay.
Last weekend, Mrs. Silman said to give you a call and talk to you about the problem that we're having here with you talking trash about me behind my back.
I don't know you. My mom's not even filming.
She's your mom, though.
Okay. No. Okay, yeah, but she's not even nothing that filming.
Listen, your mom is your mom, and I know her. I've been talking to her.
No, you don't.
I know her on a personal basis, Mr. Jarvis.
Okay.
Don't talk about me, okay?
Whatever. I don't know you.
She gets her hair done where I go, and she goes to the same grocery store that I work at.
Yeah, I don't know you.
I work at the grocery store, and she comes to the... You know the grocery store?
Hmm? What grocery store?
Cross grocery store.
What grocery store?
The grocery store. Cross grocery store. I used to work for... Albertsons.
If you keep calling my number, I'm going to call my friend.
Are you gonna call your friends? You're gonna tell them more about
me? Yeah, you don't leave me alone.
You're gonna talk more shit about me? Asshole?
Yeah, leave me alone.
Son of a bitch.
Whatever.
I'm gonna give you such a slap in the face. Don't call me anymore. Show him don't call me anymore. He's gonna... I'm just talking dumb shit to him. He doesn't get it.
Please leave your name and number, and I'll try to get back to you as soon as I can.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I have more friends. Good point, William.
Hello?
Listen. I'm not playing games here, okay? I'm not in the messing mood.
Okay, leave me alone.
I'm going to put my friend on the line. Milkman, tell him we're not playing games.
We ain't playing no fucking games, buddy.
I don't know you. Why are you...
We're not playing games.
Okay, why are you calling me?
Because you're talking shit about me and the milkman eating food and talking about food and cooking food and all the foods we like to eat.
I don't even know you.
We know your mom. She comes to the grocery store we work at.
What's my mom's name?
Mrs. Silman? You want to refuse? That's her name. Very sneaky.
Yes, what's her name?
Mrs. Silman.
No, it's not.
So your mom has a different last name than you do?
Yes, she does.
Is it because you're a bastard?
What?
Is it because you're a bastard?
You're a bastard. Why are you calling me? I don't even know you.
Well, you know, when your mother doesn't have the same last name as you, that means you're a bastard child.
Okay, what are you, why are you calling me?
Because you're talking shit about me and Milkman.
I don't even know you.
Eating
food. No, I don't even know you.
Milkman, tell him we're not playing games.
We ain't playing no fucking games, buddy.
You see?
Okay.
Come meet me at Taco Bell.
Taco Bell? I don't even know you.
Come meet me at Taco Bell.
I'm not going to Taco Bell. I don't even know you.
Just meet me at Taco Bell. We'll handle this. We'll talk it out. We'll hug it out. We'll be okay. If you just meet me at Taco Bell, we'll be okay.
If you call me, I'm going to call my friend, and I'm going to call the cops. You don't leave me alone.
Who's your friend?
Don't worry about it.
Milkman, tell him we're not playing games.
I told you, buddy, we ain't playing no fucking games.
You see?
Okay, I'm going to call the cops on you. Don't leave me alone.
We're not playing games. Milkman, tell him we're not in a messing mood.
We are not in the mood to mess around with your stupidity, buddy.
You see? Milkman is serious. He's a brown belt.
This is fucking serious, punk.
Jarvis.
Okay, you don't mean... What? I don't know you. Why are you calling me?
Jarvis, meet us at Taco Bell.
I'm not meeting at Taco Bell.
All right, meet us at Pizza Hut or something. Come on.
You better buy a fucking whole box, a 10 box. Tacos.
He's gone. All right, let's leave him be because he's kind of getting nervous now.
He's really scared.
God damn. Whatever. Oh, boy. I just don't get it. We're here at Madhouse Radio doing prank calls. A lot of people here in the chat room. Good to see you all. Thank you all for showing up. What is this track playing right now? DC Logue asks. Well, it is MF Doom. This is titled Yellow Dock. Yellow Dock by MF Doom off of the Special Herbs 9 and 0 albums. Majority of the music we played this time are MF Doom instrumentals. 2K10 got kicked for talking in caps. UK10 doesn't work like that. You don't know the formula. There's a whole algorithm. It knows if you're trying to get around by only making a few of the letters small. It knows what you're trying to do, UK Ted. It's smart. We paid about $180, right, Milkman, to get that guy.
It's working well, too,
yeah,
man. You cannot beat it, man. It's a very sweet program. It's swift.
It's very well programmed on how it works. UK Ted's in there, I'm going to make two letters small and everything else big. No, UK Ted doesn't work like that. Okay? Nice try. What is that song on Madhouse that always has the kids singing in the chorus? What could that be? Gorillaz? Oh, what is the name of that song? Let me look at the album and find out. Let me look up Gorillaz. I'll tell you in a second. Hang on. I want to hear that. It's a good song. It's that album I heard on my honeymoon. It's off of the Demon Days album. Back in 2005. I think that came out in 2005. But I gotta find the song. But it wasn't that one. Hang on. Maybe I can do this here. Might be this one. Let's see if it's this one. Here we go. Dirty Harry is the song. Dirty Harry by the Gorillaz. Pretty sure this is the one you mean. If not, then let me know. The Wall. Could have been The Wall, too. Let me know if it's The Wall. Could be Pink Floyd, The Wall. All right, let's see what else we got here. Enigma 420, where the hell's the beer at? I can't drink beer, homie, because I am on a diet, man. Too many carbs, even the light beer, just too much. And alcohol messes with my metabolism, so I'm going to be drinking this weekend. I'm taking a break. Yeah, that's what we're talking about, food. There's a potluck tomorrow. Oh, Milkman, I'm excited, Milkman. There's a potluck tomorrow, man.
It was the best.
Potluck at work tomorrow, man. Yeah.
So what did the old lady cook up for you, man? She cooked you up something nice, or did you do all the gourmet?
Well, it was between the two of us. She makes really good chili, and I want to learn how to make chili. So she walked me through the steps, and I actually did my own spin on it. I planned it out. But she, you know, went through the basics with me on how to make the chili, and I added my own recipe. I'm trying to work on my own, you know, recipe. I'll tell you what I did. Here's my chili. I made a turkey chili because, now keep in mind, these are Indians that I'm working with. And this is why I'm excited, because these Indians, man, it's like 20 to 30 Indians that work, and there's about, you know, 8 Americans. So they're all bringing in Indian food, and they put up a list, you know, on SharePoint. You know, here's a document. Everyone put down what you're going to bring. And I put in turkey chili. I put in turkey chili because I know, you know, I get – Indians don't eat beef, right? Isn't that true? I was like, I'm not going to bring in, you know, chili with beef. So I decided turkey chili, which is good enough. I'd rather it be
beef. Damn, that sounds good, though, man.
Yeah, so here's what you do, man. The good thing about this, rather, let me talk about the Indians first. They're all bringing in Indian food, and I started looking up this. I was like, I don't know what this is. So I took a copy of the sign up form, and I started going to Wikipedia and looking up all the stuff. And it's like chicken biryani and chicken 65, which I thought that was some guy just made up chicken 65. And I look it up, chicken 65 is an actual Indian dish. It's like these.
Oh, shit.
It's like these fried sour. Spicy, sour, fried pieces of chicken that they use. Man, it just looks awesome. But all the different Indian food looks awesome. I'm so excited about it. I'm bringing in a super spicy. I figured it has to be spicy because they're Indian. I'm not trying to be prejudiced, but I'm just saying that's probably what they want. So I'm bringing in this chili. And, so I put in I made like you normally would a chili, you know, onion in there. I added Scotch bonnet peppers, 5 of them. I poked them with holes and I put them inside, and I'm going to be taking them out. It's still slow cooking over there. I started it around 6 p.m., so about 5 hours ago.
And it's going to be raw then, man. Them slow cookers, that's the way to go, man. That's what I've been doing a lot, my cooking.
Yeah, it's going right now, and I had some about an hour before the show started, and it's boss. It was boss already. Really,
it'll start
spicy.
Blooming, man. After you get about the 6 or 8 hour mark, man, on low, man, it'll start blooming, man. It'll just start ticking.
So look, I put 5 Scotch bonnet peppers, very, very hot peppers, right? I put a whole bottle.
Oh, shit.
I put a whole bottle of Cholula, I'm not a big fan of the Cholula hot sauce, but I put a whole bottle of Cholula.
Oh, the Cholula. Good stuff. Yeah. I like it, man.
But it's the chili garlic version of Cholula. Put a whole bottle of that.
You ought to look up Tapatio. Have you ever tried that Tapatio?
Tapatio's good, yeah, but I went with Cholula in this case. But Tapatio's all right. It's a lot like Cholula.
Yeah, Tapatio's good. It don't have no sourness. It doesn't have any vinegar.
Yeah.
It's more of a water base.
Man, it's more smoky. Here, added a whole can of chipotle peppers and adobo sauce. What else did I add? Cinnamon. I added cinnamon. And added cayenne pepper. It's the bomb. Right? It's a great chili, and it's just going to be slow cooking there all night. And then tomorrow, I'll just keep it on heat when I wake up in the morning, so it's going to be the bomb, dude. I made it Cincinnati styles where you put cinnamon. I didn't go all out with the cinnamon. I just put a little bit of cinnamon just for a little bit of that cinnamon change between so it kind of melds all the heat together. It went perfectly, exactly how I expected it. Very nice. I'm real excited about it, Milkman.
Well,
and I'm really excited about this.
Hungry.
So I'm going to be the first time I started this diet, I think this is the fourth or fifth week. I've lost 34 pounds, just about. And tomorrow's going to be my first day taking a break off of it. I'm not going to go too crazy, but I'm not going to be staying on plan tomorrow. And then Saturday is a Greek fest that we're going to. So there's going to be drinking there and stuff. So I'm excited about that. So, yeah. Now, normally I add beer. I add a dark... I don't. My wife normally adds a dark beer, like a Yuengling or something, to the chili. But we wanted to forego that this time because we didn't want to get too. In case any of them aren't drinkers, you know, we didn't know if they'd be cool with that. But if it was a personal chili, we'd be putting some beer in there. It definitely helps out.
Well, the alcohol would actually evaporate. It's just what's left over is the flavoring from, you know, the different grains. But, you know, you got a point.
Right. But this thing is going to be spicy as hell. I mean, my mouth still is kind of tingly right now, so I'm liking it. Anyway, let's look at some more prank call requests here. Tristan saying, gay and lesbian immigration task force. The guy is 78 and hilarious. Okay. Gay and lesbian immigration task force. So what's their position? I'm confused. Are they against gay and lesbian immigrants? Are they gay and lesbians against immigrants? Are they pro either of those are against them? What's their position, Tristan? Let me know before I call them. Now I'm confused. I'm interested. I'm curious. It sounds good. Send me a message. Let me know what you know about them. Or if nothing, and then I'll call. Nunu says, local elections in the UK today. They are counting the papers right now. May thing is the election for London mayor. All right. Mayor of London. Good deal. All right. Nunu, go ahead and op Nunu now. Feel bad.
All right.
He had his timeout.
I guess he's been being good on his timeout, so.
Go ahead.
All right, Sir Nunez, you're back in the game.
Right. Buy some off of Amazon. What's that, the ghost pepper are you talking about? The ghost pepper. I saw someone eating a ghost pepper on YouTube, and it looked really bad. Really, really like
what
fucking
the hell
painful.
Is ghost pepper, man? That's a new one. I have not heard that one.
It's like an Indian genetically created to be the most hottest pepper you can get on the Scoville rating.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know. Okay, engineered for the super hot one. That's what they use. Okay, I think I'm gonna try. They use that in the pepper sprays and shit now.
Yeah, I don't know, but this guy ate a ghost pepper. And yeah, look it up. If you go on YouTube, look, there's this guy, this big dude, and he does it. He has a glass of milk with him, too, I guess, because I didn't know that, but I guess if you're eating something hot, milk is the best thing to have with it to kill the fire. Yeah. Oof. All right. Scotland says Boris. There's a Boris running for mayor? Nunu, let me know who's running for... All right. Tristan, a.k.a. Sooty, says he called him. We called him the other day. He helps people come here who are gay, but he's such a queen that his boyfriend is Asian. Okay, cool. We're going to be calling George Takei's boyfriend here. Gay and Lesbian Immigrant Task Force. Let's do it.
Damn, look at Mimi go crazy in the chat, man.
Yes, hello. Is this the task force that I'm speaking with?
Yes.
Gay and lesbian immigrants. All right, hi. My name is Valente, and I am...
I ran in from the garden, so I'm sorry I was exhausted.
Oh, you're running from the garden?
Hello.
Yes, you're what?
I said I ran in from the garden. I'm puffing.
Oh, yeah? What are you planting? Your peppers?
Sorry?
What do you have in your garden? How's your garden doing, honey?
Oh, fuck.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Yes? I'm calling to make a report about some immigrants that I've caught here on the border. They're homosexuals, and I understand that you guys are a task force to stop them from coming in the country. I'm giving you a call to help out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes? Hello?
I can't understand what you said.
We've caught some homosexual we've caught some homosexual immigrants at the Australian border.
I don't know.
Do you have a problem or something? What's wrong with
you?
Know,
I help Australians get their partners here from overseas.
Okay, well, this isn't. We're trying to get them in trouble for coming over, so we're looking for some help with that.
No, I can't see how I can help you. If an Australian falls in love with an American, then I get the American here on to be permanent resident. And that's it.
Okay, I don't really understand your stupid language. Maybe you don't speak English because you have the Australian thing. I appreciate you speaking English to me because I'm American. I know you're trying hard. This isn't your native language. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. What do you suggest we do with these homosexuals that we've caught who are immigrants? Normally, we would abuse them. I don't know if you have any idea something we could do with them instead of doing that.
I've got no idea. Look, I'll give you a phone number of a guy in Sydney that is probably more experienced. You may as well be talking in German or Dutch or French from what I just don't know what you're talking about.
What do you mean you don't understand what I'm talking about? I'm speaking American English.
Yes, I know you are, but I don't mean the way you're speaking. I'm talking about what you're talking. The subject.
Well, you're a stupid.
I'm talking about the subject. I don't quite get what you're getting at all.
Well, are you calling me stupid because I'm talking about food? I called trying to be nice, talk about food, about your garden, and you were mean and nasty to me. You're mean and nasty like any. You're like a typical homosexual man.
Well, thank you very fucking much. Goodbye. I was just going to give you a number in Sydney to ring, but now you can get stuff.
You're very fucking rude.
Man, he was very saucy, man. He sounded like he's about to lose his dentures. He's so angry. He lost the video feed.
I blocked it for a moment. Hang up. Give it 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1, and go.
God. The chat room is reporting we're down with the video.
Video's back up, Milkman. All right. Already keeps calling my cell phone.
Hello?
Yeah, what happened with the phone, buddy? Hey.
Well, I don't know. Mobile phones ring out. I don't know. Look, how about you ring David Moss in Sydney on 02?
Did your teeth fall out? I'm sorry. Maybe that's why I don't understand you. Did you want to put your teeth in, honey?
Look, how about you call David Moss? This is good of New South Wales in Sydney, right?
I'm having trouble, maybe because you need to put your teeth in. Milkman, can you tell him we're not playing games here, please?
Hey, listen, we are not playing games, Granny.
Call David Moss on 02.
Who?
Well, no, sorry, that's Sydney.
You
but
see, look at this.
Overseas.
You see,
anyway, the Sydney number's 9564.
You hear how stupid he is. He doesn't even know how to give phone numbers out. Oh, my God. Typical rude homosexual man. Rude, mean, homosexual man, like always. They're always so cocky. He hung up. All right, let him be. Jeez. Trying to get through again. Hang on. Nunu's Welsh? Wow, there's some. They were some of the most abusive ones in medieval times, I understand. And we'll give it another 5 seconds here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0.
Hey, did you hear about that guy committing suicide? That guy was in the, I guess yesterday, he used to be in the Rams?
The guy who ate lamb?
Football player, yeah. He's like really in his 40s.
What are you talking about? What?
Yeah, man, I guess he, one of my friends told me about him, Sonny somebody, I can't remember his last name, but he committed suicide. He's like, he used to be in the Rams.
Junior So, you're talking about? Yeah, yeah, it was fucked up, man. So is it suicide?
What the fuck, man? What the fuck, man?
Yeah, he was old as hell when he was playing last. I think he played like, wasn't he on the Patriots team from like 2004, 2005? It wasn't that long ago he was still playing. He was kind of old. For a football player, NFL players, usually they don't play that long. It's so hard on their bodies.
Yeah, man, but I mean, man, I just can't understand, you know. I mean, I know it sucks when you lose your money, but shit, man, killing yourself, that's really pretty drastic.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty permanent.
Hello? That number's not coming through anymore. Artie wants you to call him and says he has Riley Martin's number and just confirmed it. Oh, that's right. Keeps calling in Artie. Let's get Artie on the line. Everyone hold your ears. Milkman, don't be mean to Artie, all right? He's kind of slow. You know who he is, right?
Yeah, you just come, just please don't yell so much, and that's okay.
We'll try. Let me try it from the beginning. I'll try to tell him. Don't yell so much. Talk in his inside voice. Gosh, that's not going to work, but okay, we'll try it.
My poor speakers.
Hey, horse.
Hey, man.
I got a number for you to prank.
All right, Riley Martin?
Yep.
The Riley Martin?
I confirmed it a few minutes ago.
So how are you going to get it to me then, smart guy?
I can say it.
You can't say it's going to go out on the air.
Yeah, I know. Riley, did you know he was on TV recently?
For what?
You ever heard of Rob Gerdek's Fantasy Factory?
No.
Never heard of that? It's on MTV.
No. What was he doing on there?
This guy, Rob Dyrdek, he's a professional skateboarder, and his actual company is called Alien Workshop.
Okay.
So he thought maybe he'd been abducted by aliens and forgot about it.
Okay.
So he brought Riley Martin on his show.
Oh, what did Riley say? He was like, oh.
He brought a symbol.
He brought a symbol. I thought he ran out of symbols last time.
No, he had a whole fucking book full of symbols.
Oh, wow. I had heard he wasn't selling them anymore, that they were out. That's funny.
And the funny thing was, like, Rob showed him a bunch of skateboards he designed. And Riley had identified part of it as, like, Biavian shit. It was kind of funny.
Okay. Anyway, so, seriously, give me the number or we're going to end the call. What's going on?
All right, I'll text it to you.
All right.
I'm mute, though.
Okay.
There's a lot of commentary on Artie in the chat room. I'm just laughing.
The name of the show is Artie Shut the Fuck Up, Scotland says. Ken says, name of the show, Artie, you have to get off the
K2. Ken, yeah, Artie puts the phone in his mouth and then screams.
UK Ted, who the blueberry cunt fuck? Oh, man, I would go for a blueberry cunt right now. You know, a girl has got a nice blueberry smelling cunt. Nice fruity
smell. Damn, I never tried that, but man, I'll tell you what, that blueberry indica shit is fucking bomb.
Man, blueberry cunt fuck it. Who the blueberry cunt fuck is Riley Martin?
Yeah. Man, that ain't no thunderfuck, but boy, is it killer, dude.
There you go. While we wait on that to come through, let's go ahead and give a call to the Turkish horse and see what he's been up to lately. We haven't talked to him in a while, huh?
Oh, God, you know, come on.
Is there in your town, your part of town, Milkman?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to be up there. I'm going to head up by there in the next 15 minutes. I'll be right in his neighborhood, too, man. I'll flip him the bird. I know he probably cut my arm off if I did that.
Yes, hi. I need to speak to the manager. I'm calling back about the inspection.
He's not here today.
When is he coming in?
Tomorrow morning.
What time? When did he leave today?
After 9.
After 9?
Yeah.
There's a problem then if he was not there to answer these questions.
Hello?
There's a problem there if he's not here to answer the questions. What kind of man is this? What kind of business is this?
I cannot hear you very well, sir.
What kind of business is this?
What?
What kind of business is this where the stupid owner isn't there, the stupid people?
You're the stupid.
Put him on the phone. I hear him in the back. Put him on.
I said he's not here. You don't understand?
I command you to put him on. I am a man. And in your culture, I tell you what to do, and you do it.
Are you crazy?
Listen, I know your culture, and I know if a man tells you to do something, you have to do it. Now put him on the phone right now.
Are you stupid? I said he's not here. You don't understand?
Don't you call me stupid, woman.
I said he's not here. You don't understand?
I want to make an order.
I am not taking your order.
I want a sandwich. Make a sandwich for me, and I'm not paying.
Go tell your mom. She'll give you.
Go clean my kitchen and my bathroom, woman.
Stupid.
Go clean my bathroom.
Motherfuckers.
Clean my... She's like a female version of a mirror. Wow. That was cool.
And for the record, I am off K2.
Oh, good. Good. I'm happy you are.
She's pretty damn saucy. I like her. She's a lot of fun.
She's like a female version of him. Wow. Saucy. Listen, don't get saucy with me.
Go your mom. She can do for you.
How many sisters you have? I will kiss them all.
And you can kiss your sister also too. I'll call police.
Shut up. You and the police. The police doesn't care about you people.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay, then see you soon.
Listen, milkman, tell her we're not playing games.
We ain't playing no games there, woman.
Go to your mom, motherfuckers.
Tell her a whole fuck her mother, and that's how she was born.
All right. Artie, you got that number to me yet? Coño?
I just texted it to you.
Oh, man, I dropped the phone on the floor. Thanks a lot, Artie.
I actually found a whole list of, like, Stern numbers.
How'd you get them?
Through my years of Syndicate.
You should have been using them, then. What's going on? Do you have high-pitch Eric's number?
No, but I have a number that may be Joey Boots. I wouldn't really know how to confirm it with him.
I don't like Joey Boots. He looks like he smells like he takes dirty shit, smelly shit.
Why don't you tell him that?
Okay, give me the number, then. I'll tell him.
But I was so sad. You know why?
Why?
I tried to confirm the Gary the Retard numbers, and they're not good anymore.
Who else you got? Tell me who you got. I'll tell you who I want to talk to. Go Joey Boots.
Well, no, those are the only good. Riley Martin's the only one that still works.
Suck.
I had Eve the Queefer.
Oh, Eve the Queefer? Is she the one that used to be on Syndicate a lot?
Yeah.
Oh, she was really nice, actually, Eve.
She was cool.
She was nice. She did a prank with us, actually, I thought.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah,
she was
did.
Pretty funny.
Or she was queefing on the phone, I think, didn't she? She was really hot.
Yeah, she did.
She was really sexy, actually.
Yeah, she had some pretty good talent there.
Yeah, she did. God. She talked a lot, I remember. Remember, she'd be on the phone. She'd be on
she was funny as fuck.
She'd be like, ah, blah, 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 blah. God. Let's hear that.
I decide you will be my bitch.
It must have been a rugged move to destroy that massive power.
Let me tell you something.
I want to hear a queef.
You want to hear me queef?
No.
Who dated Marilyn Manson for a while. She showed up.
What do I tell Riley Martin, though? I don't know what to tell him.
He's really easy to mess with.
Cool. Don't talk, Artie. All right. Hung right up, Artie.
Try again.
Why would he do that?
Maybe it was a error.
He doesn't want to talk to me.
He's not very intelligent.
It's not very nice of him to do that. I'm going to tell him that, too. Probably won't answer. Let's try.
Perhaps you will bleed the million feet of film that's been taken above Mexico City and various others. If you think that you're alone in this universe, are the guardians of this universe, you are rudely mistaken.
Took a physical odyssey through the borders of Shabazz with the shamans of the Cherokees. Arrived in the...
No, he don't want to talk. He doesn't want to talk to me.
That's weird. He talked to me earlier.
What did you say to him?
I just asked for someone named Jim.
And what did he say? Oh, no.
He's like, oh, sorry, I must have the wrong number. I'm like, okay, thank you.
He wouldn't even answer now, man. That's not nice. I'm going to give him a talking to.
Maybe it's the area code. Wait, does it come up unknown?
Oh, well, maybe it's coming up on Skype for him unknown. He just hangs it up. He probably has collectors and stuff, too, right?
Well, he probably has people freaking him, too.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Brother Martin.
Yes.
Yes, hi. I had a question. My name is Cross, and you're on my show. I was curious, is it true that Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X are in a spaceship around Jupiter?
Not to my knowledge, good man.
Well, Elijah Muhammad.
Who are you?
This is Cross. I'm Cross. I'm on the Valente and Associates radio show.
But if you want to talk to me, kid, then call and set it up.
Look, don't be rude. Don't be rude and mean. Don't be rude and mean and nasty to me, you crazy old coot. I shouldn't have told him I was on the radio.
Holy shit, boy! He's really violent.
That's very good. That's awesome. He's the true Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X are in a spaceship. What? Now he won't answer. He just hangs up. Oh, boy.
That's one of the most unmistakable voices out there.
I know. That's one of those voices, man. Him. Yeah, he's got one of those voices. You can't not know who that is when you hear it. 10 miles away from NASA, Oh, that was horrible, though. I should not have told him it was a radio show. He's like, oh, forget that. My bad on me.
Call him back later, and I'll talk to him. What I did is I spoofed it as his area code.
All right. Lonesome is sending in numbers. Your friend, Lonesome Loser, already.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Artie, does your mom or dad make a special chili at all? A chili?
Chili?
Yeah, do they make chili? Do they have a special
They've
recipe?
They made chili, I believe, in the past.
Do they have a special recipe for anything? Like your daddy's like, oh, I'll make this special.
There's Grandma Jean's potato salad recipe.
Okay, and what's
and
in it?
It's bomb as fuck.
It's good? What's in it? Potatoes?
Yeah.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah, I don't know what's in it, but it tastes good.
It tastes good? That's good, man. That's cool.
Let me think. There's also, my mom makes this egg dish.
Okay.
She usually makes it on holidays and shit.
Uh-huh.
It's like eggs, bacon, and she puts bread in it, and like the bread and the egg mix, and it's got like this really cool consistency.
Egg, bread, and bacon. It sounds like breakfast to me, but I don't...
It's a casserole. Yeah, it's for breakfast.
Okay. All right.
And cheese.
Sounds the bomb, yo. Awesome.
Can't forget cheese.
Cheese also. Fuck, cheese, man. Fuck yeah. Cheese, man. Yeah.
All like right. The croissant without the croissant.
All right. Let's continue doing the show here. Artie, I like your volume is normal for some reason. What's going on? I didn't expect this.
I have the phone at like a 45-degree angle.
Oh, there you go. Good.
Right here. Wow.
Keep
Amazing.
Doing that. Amazing. You're holding the phone like a normal person. We get we got a number for Joe. Call and see if he's getting ready for the Fantasy Football League already? In May? Okay. All right. Joe. Call Joe. Ask him if he's getting ready for Fantasy Football League. And this is the name of the company or name or company is Draft Picks. I don't get it. Is that a name? Is it the business? Let's see. Here we go. You're going to be in the Fantasy Football League this year, Milkman. You're going to make it?
Yeah, just let me know ahead of time, and I will, dude.
All right. There you go. Artie was in it.
Manning. Yeah, I'm in it.
Already get Peyton Manning. Yeah. Well, Peyton Manning is going to be playing. Who's he? Who did he go to again? Who got
Denver?
Denver, right? Yeah, and then
I say he's going
to
suck.
And Tebow went to the Jets.
Yeah. The fucking Jets. I bet living in New York, he gets caught with a hooker.
Yeah, he's going to fuck up. Yeah, you think, right? You think he's going to be his downfall in New York?
I got to get a good, like, little impression of him, because I could do some funny stand-up with that.
Okay, well, there you go.
Hey, guys, let's go out and play 45 minutes of football. Then I'll play for
draft picks. Joe speaking.
Yes, hi, Joe. I wanted to see if you're ready for the fantasy football. We're holding a mock draft this weekend.
This weekend?
Yeah, we're going to hold a mock draft, so I don't know if you're interested.
You have to talk to the man who runs around here. He's not in right now.
Is this Joe?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to talk to Joe about the mock draft this weekend. I'm coming.
Really? Mock draft, huh?
Mock draft is going to be this weekend. Yeah, we're going to be doing it there. We got about 70 people coming in. We need Wi-Fi for everybody.
Bill, who told you to talk to me?
Bill? Bill's with the league. Yeah, he said that you had it all set up. I'm the leader. He said he set it up with you. He gave me the 50% coupon off the internet.
No, he hasn't done none of that. I don't know where he's coming from on that one. I haven't gotten into fantasy football in years.
What are your specials then? God damn it! Fuck.
Excuse me?
Well, goddamn, what specials do you have?
Oh, I have a lot of questions, but now it's not the time. I'm kind of
no.
Busy.
What specials do you have? Horse.
Have a good night, bud.
It wasn't going anywhere, so I'm just horsed.
Oh, Carlito.
What?
Is there a way to correctly talk to a woman about a stinky box?
We talked about this last week on the show. What were the ideas, Milkman? What did we say? I forgot. We had listen to the last podcast. We had some suggestions for you, Artie.
Oh, you didn't call me in.
No, we didn't, but we talked about your girlfriend who's got the stinky pussy.
I talked to her last night because I left my laptop charger there.
Yeah?
She said she'd been calling me and texting me for the whole week previously, thinking I was ignoring her.
Whoa.
And yet I had not one call or text.
Mm-hmm. All right. Did you tell her it was because of her smelly vagina?
No, I actually told her I want to be friends.
Milkman,
she's a cool chick.
Milkman, what did we say? We said you should tell her that you prefer a girl who's shaved down there and then take a shower with her.
She had just
the other
showered.
Thing was to get a high pressure washer and blast that stuff clean.
Yeah.
She had just showered.
Oofa. Well, she needs a
take it to a car wash.
Thanks for calling Draft Pick. This is Kelly. How may I help you?
Yeah, Joe's supposed to get us ready for the mock draft on Saturday.
Ooh, Joe just left.
Well, listen. I got news for you. Horse, okay? Horse.
Okay, what is that supposed to mean?
Horse. Joe's gone, so there we go. No more pranks there.
But yeah, both my cousin and Tasha told me that she was just an attention whore.
Because she has a smelly vagina?
No, because she said she was calling me and that she didn't believe me and shit.
Oh. Yeah. Well, Tasha's just stringing you along anyway.
Well, my cousin's not.
I don't know.
That's the first thing they both said.
Your cousin's kind of hot. Kathy says she is an old European. We got a Kathy, rather, who is an old European lady. We can ask her about all the Kants. Her last name is Kant. Call her an old Kant and ask her about her little Kants. Excellent. This is in South Carolina. Artie? I'm excited about this. Artie, do you want to do any prank calls tonight, or are you just here for the ride?
Yeah, I want to do some pranks.
Okay, cool. Artie, I don't know what you need to do about the smelly vagina girl, but you need to do it fast.
Oh, my God. Just read one of her name. My Finn Favor snatch 2 years ago, and she was 12.
Do what? Maybe she has blue wolf. Hello? Hello?
Yes?
Is this Kathy Kant?
Yes. Yes.
How you doing? How are your little cunts doing?
Good.
That's good. All the little cunts are good. All the cunts are good. Nice and good. All right, you're an old cunt now. You're the old cunt named Kathy. Oh, that's great. That's great. And your teeth, are those healthy now? Nice teeth?
My what?
Your teeth are healthy. Are they good-looking, healthy teeth?
Yes.
Well, we'll clean your teeth for you, if you'd like.
You have what?
I'll clean your teeth for you. I'll clean your teeth, if you want.
Oh, I don't need them.
I'll give you a clean... Tooth cleaning is very important. How many times do you brush your teeth a day?
I go every 4 months to the dentist. I don't need any teeth cleaning.
You brush your teeth every 4 months?
No.
That's what you just said, you crazy old lady.
I said I go to the dentist.
Yeah, but you only brush your teeth when you go to the dentist. Okay, I understand. So that's like about once every 4 months. That's not good.
Oh, no, you don't understand. Listen, I don't have time for this kind of stuff.
Listen, horse. Horse. Okay? Miss Kant, are you there? I don't know, is she gone?
Oh, and I have another confirmed number for this guy named Mike.
Okay.
He's from Brooklyn, and I always used to fuck with him a lot.
How did you know?
I don't know how I got the number, actually. I think it was from this chick I was dating.
Okay.
But, one time he threatened to stick a fucking pipe in my ass.
How so? For why? Just, like, what kind of pipe, anyway? Like,
I don't know, but he's like, yeah, I'm gonna come over and stick a fucking pipe in your ass.
What, is it like a marijuana smoking pipe, or what's going on?
I think so. I don't even know. I didn't ask. He hung up shortly after.
God, man. I don't get it.
And then I'm like, oh, I think I'd like that. And he called me a fag, shit-pushing motherfucker.
Wow. I wanted to share this news item that I saw this morning. I woke up, and I was making coffee, feeding the cats, milkman. You know how that is. Getting ready for work.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and crazy thing came on the news. Pennsylvania State Police arrested a man, supposedly. He broke into a barn and performed oral sex on a horse. And he got caught and arrested. And is it really... Do you think the horse gets... Yeah. Exactly. Oh, I need the horse sound effect, right? Yeah, I'm working on a new soundboard. I only have two new sounds, but here's one of them.
Give my pussy.
There's one right there, see?
Are you sure you heard that on the news, Carlito?
No,
Is that just something that you may have lived out?
I got arrested. Did you send me a new number?
There's a lot of comments flying around here about Artie in the chat.
Okay, good. Good for them. Artie, if you got this girl with a stinky pussy and she comes up to you and she says this.
Give my pussy.
What are you going to do? What are you gonna do?
Fuck you!
What does she ask you that? Seriously, she.
And when I kissed her too, like her breath literally tasted like shit.
Oh. Wow. Just stop calling her and shit, man. Just get your laptop. Is she holding your laptop charger hostage?
No, she actually overnighted it.
Oh wow. There you go.
No, I told her not to overnight it. It doesn't need to be here right this second. But I gave her my parents' address.
Crazy. All right. We got the news story about there's an election in London in the UK, London mayor election, where we're going to call people and mess with them. There's a man here who was touching little kids. Nuni wants us to call. I don't really feel comfortable with that, but we could. We got the ninja restaurant here from Lonesome Loser.
Yeah.
The ninja restaurant. All right. Cool. Vernon Quaintance. Oh, that's the guy that was caught touching young kids. Okay. All right. Cool.
Come on.
All right. London mayor election is basically between Boris and Ken, and both are pretty strange. Boris is eccentric, rich, and blah, blah, blah. Ken is an alcoholic communist who doesn't like Jews, has three wives, and hangs out with extreme Muslims. Nice. Perfect. Sounds like a great... like a great thing. Let's see if 772927 picks up. Did you hear that prank, Artie?
What prank?
We called the old lady who kept saying her phone number 772927.
No, I never heard that one.
Oh, man, you missed it. Do you have internet yet and shit? Are you able to catch the podcast at all or no?
Oh, there we go.
No internet. Okay, gotcha. What'd you say, Artie? Did you say something? Artie. Artie, you bastard. Whatever. Milkman, are you there?
Yes, hi.
Good. Good.
Hello?
Yes, hello. 722927?
That's correct.
Oh, is this Mr. Bachelor?
I'm Mr. Bachelor, yes.
Oh, great. I'm calling on behalf of the United Kingdom Voter Registration and Elections Machine Department. And
oh, great.
We're calling to confirm that we don't have you down as... we have you down as having not coming in to vote, and we want to know what the problem was.
Can you say that again?
We have you down that you didn't come in to vote. Today was the election.
Have you?
Yeah, why did you not come to vote?
Why did you ring at this time of the morning?
Well, the computer report is being printed out now of all the people who didn't vote. So we're reminding you, you have...
Can you tell me the name of the constituency in which you think I should vote?
Well, you failed to vote inside the major constituency, which is between Boris and Ken and the London mayors, for London mayor.
I see.
Yes.
And you think this is a good time of day to ring up and tell me that?
Well, we're paid by the United Kingdom government to make these phone calls to tell people that if they don't vote, they're going to be fined several thousand pounds.
Well, 4:30 is a very good time to tell people they're going to be fined.
Well, you have until 6:00 in the morning to cast your vote. We'd like you to come down. We're going to have a voting vehicle machine is going to be coming through the neighborhood.
Well, I tell you what.
That's going to be your last chance to vote, sir, in the election. There's a van coming through with a voting machine inside, and you need to vote.
Well, you better send the police to pick me up then.
No, listen, we will if we have to. We're going to drag you out in your underwears.
Actually, I'd rather enjoy that.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably would. A pervert, sick pervert like you who doesn't even vote.
The unfortunate thing from your point of view is that I am not registered to vote for Boris or Ken.
Well, that's the problem. That's the problem here. You're not even registered to vote like you should. And basically, you're forfeiting your rights. You're forfeiting your rights as a United Kingdom subject of the king.
You're not going to tell me, of course, who you are and what you're doing.
Is your wife there? Can I talk to your wife? I seriously didn't want to talk to him. I wanted to talk to the wife. Try to call back. I think it's off the hook now. Yeah, I'm busy. The King. Dun-dun-dun. Give me a moment while I reconnect Evil Arter. You guys are all excited about that one. Wanted to mention the new on the Madhouse webpage. We got the Shoutcast stream going now. It's been under some testing over the week, but I've got it going pretty good. So right now, the way it's set up, it has four shows a day, at midnight, 6 a.m., noon, and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can catch a Madhouse show in its entirety. In between shows are prank calls by myself and the rest of the Madhouse crew. Phone losers. We got some pranks from Sean Ward, Nunu, Dr. Lego, Jen Stewart, of course.
Yeah.
Big Tuck. We got those pranks there. A few others.
Hell yeah.
At 4:20 a.m. and 4:20 p.m., you can the stream takes takes a smoke break, and you'll hear a Bob Marley song. That's twice a day at the 4:20s. And also I set it up so you and I hey I recommend folks on Monday nights, and these are all times are all Eastern, on Monday nights at 7 p.m. The Black on Black show, which is on Howard Stern 101. It's the only good show that's left on the Howard Stern channels, if you ask me. Very funny show. Two black guys just get on there and argue with each other for 2 hours. For 1 hour, rather. I've been playing
real
that show.
Real show, huh?
Oh, dude, it's awesome. The Black on Black show. And I got a setup so it actually simulcasts on the Madhouse station. I highly recommend that. It's just good radio. Just hear them arguing with each other.
Monday at what time? 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern?
7 Eastern. 7 to 8 Eastern. Yeah, check that out. Yeah, simulcast that. The Black on Black show from the Howard Stern Studios.
I don't get any of that shit, so that'd be cool. At least I could hear it that way.
Yeah, and if you have any prank calls you want to include, hit me up at madhouseradio@gmail.com. Let me know, and I'll set you up. So you can get me some prank calls. I'll add them to the rotation there. That'll be really cool. Also wanted to apologize. We're having trouble with the forums. The forums took a shit, and they accidentally canceled the accounts in error of a few people. I'm working on getting it fixed, but it's not looking good. You might, if you were affected by that bug, you might have to re-register under a different name. I'm very sorry, guys. It sucks. But it did happen. It affected Lucy Fillmore, Johnny Brennan. Hey, Evil Artie.
Hey, Horse.
Ah.
I had to turn my TV off.
It's okay.
I was masturbating.
Watching pornography, huh?
No, I'm kidding. I was watching Pauly T.
You ever watch porno with a girl, like Natasha? You ever watch porno with her?
Yeah, once, and that was actually the time I freaked her out.
You freaked her out?
Yeah. You remember that? This was about a couple years ago, the first time she was at my house.
Oh, yeah. She called her dad to come pick her up?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. How did you push the porno on her, or what happened?
No, like, we were going through my computer, and she saw a file labeled porn.
Okay.
And that's where my 200 gigs of porn lives.
All right.
And she wanted to go through it, and we started watching it, and I got the wrong idea.
Wow. Well, I mean, the girl starts watching porn with you, you think, right? You're golden. You're in, right? She's putting a sign
out
there. I mean,
that's the definition of mixed messages.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, women, now you're learning. You're learning. I know that was about 2 years ago, but still.
Okay.
So was
it learned something with this new chick, though.
Was it kiddie porn, or what was it? What happened?
Oh, it was just, I don't know. I don't even remember what the hell it was.
Might have been kiddie porn. Okay, gotcha.
It wasn't kiddie porn.
Oh, okay, all right.
But it was, I think it was big tit shit.
Oh, nice.
But I learned something with this chick that works. Being an asshole works.
Okay, thank you.
I got my dick sucked.
Okay.
By a stinky pussy woman.
There you go.
Hey, hey, hey.
Artie, you want to do a prank call to a barbecue place?
What's it called?
Herman's Barbecue.
Yeah, I'll go in. Right. I mean, I'll do the prank.
It's
an idea.
It's in Simi Valley, California. I don't know how you pronounce it. Simi Valley.
Yeah, Simi,
okay.
LA.
There you go. All right, cool. Well, Artie, good luck, man. There you go. Video feed's going down for about 2 minutes. Don't freak out. Oh, Bass sent the number also we can do.
Hello?
Hey, is this the barbecue place?
What?
Is this the barbecue place?
No, no, wrong number.
Who the fuck are you, dude?
You got the wrong number, dude.
No, I don't. I want to talk to
you,
little bitch.
You want what?
Well, I want to talk to you, little bitch.
I'll keep talking. I'll put you on hold.
Okay, that sounds hot. Are you going to put me on hold?
You going to hold his balls in your hand?
He bagged the prank hamster.
Well, he's gone. He was kind of nasty. And
I sound just like prank hamster.
He was kind of funny.
Yeah, he was. Dude.
Was that prank hamster?
No.
Was that prank hamster? Dude.
This is prank master.
Dude.
That was prank hamster.
We are not available now. Please leave your name and phone number.
Let's try Riley again.
No, I don't want to call Riley. You want to call him?
Let's see. He knows my voice.
Does he? You call him a lot?
I called him with my voice earlier.
All right, quiet. Hello? 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 He hung up. He picked up for a little bit, listened, and hung up.
Was that Riley?
Yeah, that was Riley.
Sorry.
Here's a plumbing place, Artie, if you'll have to call them. You have any ideas for a plumbing place, or you want to pass on that?
Yeah, I'll pass.
All right, asshole. I could do my usual thing where I call the plumber to come clean my toilet.
Because there's too much shit in it.
I just say, I get it confused, you know. You get it? You know, you call a plumber instead of telling them to fix the toilet. Oh, it's just dirty. You know, my mom's coming to visit.
Tell them to clean it.
Tell them that you got lost in your vehicle. You're going to need them to help you out.
Hello?
Is this plumber?
Yes.
Oh, hi. I was calling to see if you could come. I have an emergency with the toilet machine. It's not right now. It's completely off, and I need to have it fixed.
Tonight?
Immediately, yes. My mother's going to be coming home, and she can't see the toilet like this. It's in bad shape.
Where are you at?
Let's see. You know where the Taco Bell is?
Top of L.A.?
Yeah, near the Taco Bell.
You're in Los Angeles or Thousand Oaks?
Well, you know the Taco Bell, right?
The Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Which one?
Let me think here. You, when you come down that way, there's a McDonald's along the way. You know what I'm talking about?
What city are you in?
Well, I'm kind of near, well, Agoura Hills, right? On Canaan Road, there's the Taco Bell. On Canaan, you know what it is? Off of,
Yeah,
over there. Over there, oh, geez. Well, I'm kind of new here. There's the U.S. Bank, Starbucks, where the star CVS and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. I don't normally do emergency work.
But listen, this is an emergency, please. I need you to help me. I need you to bring all your cleaning things. To clean.
Yeah, I know. I don't do it. I stop at, you know,
Don't.
You should probably call like Roto-Rooter or something.
No, no, they. Night. No, I need you. Okay, I want you to come here and clean this, please.
Sorry.
Listen. If you don't do it, then my mom's gonna come home. She's gonna be mad. Okay. I made a lot of poo in the toilet, and it's not flushing right.
Who is this?
This is Cross. I live on Trailway Lane. Now the biggest problem. See, here's what happened. All right, my mom left for the night. She's gonna be here any minute. Okay. I had 5 or 6 men come over, and I have a fetish where I have them all use the toilet to take a shit and a piss in the toilet without flushing it at the same time, and they let it all accumulate in there. And then I go in and I mess around with it, you know, and I take the doo-doo and I put it on me and I write, like, write on myself with it. He hung up. What an asshole. That's a good story.
Tell him he's better than Mike Diamond. Mike Diamond just smells good.
That's an awesome fetish.
Tell
me how we talk about her.
Hello, you've reached Bob with Hum and Plumbing. Please leave your name and number.
Hey, we went to Taco Bell first. And then we all took a shit and piss in the toilet. And then I went in there and played with it like they're toys. I play with the turds like they're G.I. Joes. man.
This guy isn't better than Mike Diamonds. I don't know who recommended this clown.
Who's Mike Diamonds? Who are you talking about?
In L.A., they got this commercial all the time. Mike Diamonds, the smell-good plumber. Don't invite Bubba, the stinky plumber. Have Mike Diamonds, ding, the smell-good plumber.
Is that on the radio?
Yeah, dude, it's everywhere, man. Everybody, they always talk about Mike Diamonds plumbing. Because, I guess, I don't know if they wear cologne or what the fuck it is. They're famous in L.A.
For smelling good. All right.
The smell good plumber, yeah.
Whatever, man. Whatever works for you guys.
I just came up with a new prank thing.
Yeah, it's always on the radio and shit. They advertise that shit constantly.
Sounds good.
I got a $99 clear any plumbing problem special, except those listed on the website.
All right, cool. Kick ass.
Where's all your British friends?
Oh, you're in the chat room, Evil Artie?
No, I mean, you usually have at least one British guy on.
I don't know. Oh, the last hour of the show, in about 5-10 minutes, we're going to open up the phone lines. Yeah, the Skype lines, so our British friends can be on if they want to. If they even care about the show anymore. This is Baz's number.
Is that voice Matthew?
This is the Chinese machine.
What?
The Chinese food machine.
Restaurant. This is a restaurant.
Yeah, you have a machine there that makes the food?
No, we don't have a machine to make food. We use people to cook the food.
Oh, good. That's thank God, yeah, because machines and robots are just taking everything these days, right?
What does it mean? So what you want?
Computers and machines took my job and everything. I want to make an order for food. I'm happy that it's real people that are doing it, real stupid Chinese people.
Yeah. Okay, what do you like?
Stupid Chinese horse.
What?
I'd like to make... Do you have General Tso chicken?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, so you take the chicken, right, and we put that in. Do you have a wok? Is that what you use?
Mm-hmm.
You take the chicken...
No, you don't use computers to do it.
Huh? No,
you
no.
You don't use computers. No machine there. More here. Yeah.
Oh, so, no.
All men doing the work.
Stupid Chinese person horse. Hmm? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. So what we do is you take the chicken and put it in the wok. Do you use oil there, peanut oil, or what do you use?
Salad oil.
Salad oil?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we put some salad oil, a chicken, and then there's like a sauce that you put on that. Does it come already made, the sauce?
Yeah.
All right. And then you put the rice inside the wok and everything, and you mix it all together in a fire?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and then what do we do then? How do you package it, in a box or a tray?
Box, yeah. Paper box. Yeah.
All right, so then I take the box, what, I open it, and what, how do you, with like a spoon, then I eat the food with a spoon. I chew it up, I swallow the food. It goes down my esophagus right into my stomach, and I digest.
I don't think that this is the one you write. Okay, thanks. Anyway, yeah,
no, this
bye.
Is Chinese food, right? God.
Chinese doo-doo.
I was trying to get to the shit in the toilet.
Kind of fun. We have fun.
Yeah, so I'd like to make an order.
Okay.
General Tso chicken.
General Tso chicken?
Stupid Chinese.
And which one?
Number 22.
Number 22?
Number 65.
Wait, 1 second. Okay, number sorry. Okay, let me see. Okay, number 22. It's kung pao fish?
Yes.
Actually 22, right?
Yes.
Kung Pao fish, okay.
Chinga tu male way.
Which one?
Chinga tu male way.
Chinga tu.
Chinga tu male way.
Okay, one second. But I don't know. I can't hear. Understand? Yeah, you mean.
Okay.
So what do you? Mm-hmm.
Guai Chan King.
Hello?
Hello?
Chinga to Malawi?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Yes, General Tso chicken, right?
General Tso chicken, yeah, I got already. Okay, I got more fish. Okay.
Uh-huh. And then after I eat the fish, how long do I until I have to take a shit in the toilet?
10 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes, okay?
Wait a minute. How long until when you go to the toilet and you take a shit in the toilet? Do you know what I mean?
So, what did you say?
Do you know what a toilet is? You have a toilet there? They're all confused. What did you say? You know, the people saying that Chinga Tu Male Way is Spanish. Why would Charlie be saying Spanish to me? It doesn't make any sense. Why would he be saying Spanish? He's in Hawaii. They don't really talk Spanish in Hawaii anyway. Right?
Probably the only thing he knows how to say, man.
Like, I know if he was in L.A., he'd be like, oh, this is one of those Mexicans calling me. Let me say chinga tu madre. But it's not chinga tu madre, he's saying. I thought it was the first few times. It's chinga tu male way. We still don't know what it means. We don't know if it's Cantonese or Mandarin or if it's another dialect from China. We don't know what it is. We just know he says chinga tu male way.
Africa, right?
Yeah, we just know he says chinga tu male with us, and I'm confused, and I wish I knew. I wish I had an answer to that question, guys. I try to get an answer to that, but he never tells me.
And came.
And then I come here and I do the show, and you people are rude and nasty to me about it all the time, and not, you know, being cooperative when we do the show that this is Spanish.
It's not the flow. Come on.
Let's call him. I'm being stupid. Let's call him. I'm just joking, guys. I'm joking, listeners and chatters. We're not playing games. Milkman, tell him we're not playing games. Milkman.
Hello?
Charlie.
Who is it?
Hey, this is Cross. Please tell me, Chinga Tu Male Way, is that Mandarin, Cantonese? What language is that?
Huh?
What
again?
What language is Chinga Tu Male Way? Is it Mandarin?
Yes.
Is it Mandarin, Cantonese? What is it?
No, this is Mexican.
It's not Mexican.
Yeah, Chinga Tu Male is Mexican.
Chinga Tu Madre, you stupid.
think of tomato way, no. Understand?
What do you mean way? There's no such thing as
fuck
way.
Fuck you, you son of a bitch.
Chinga,
fuck you.
Chinga tu madre, you fucking. Chinga tu madre. Fine, you guys are right, it is Mexican.
You can't say the ray very good, so he's kind of saying, you know, way.
What is he saying way? What is he trying to say?
He's not saying madre, and he's saying madre way.
He's chinga tu male way instead of chinga tu madre, madre?
Yeah, right. He can't even pronounce it correctly.
God, is he stupid. And it's not Mexican, it's Spanish. He's really fucking racist. Let me tell him he's racist. Let me see if he answers. I'll tell him he's racist.
Male way.
That's how he says chinga tu madre. So I was right from like 2 years ago when he first said that. He's like, is he talking Spanish? Where did he learn Spanish from in Hawaii?
Please leave your message.
How does he know I'm Hispanic? Bass says you must know I am Hispanic. Yeah, I guess so. How do you know? Oh, wow. And what behooves a Chinese man to curse to say screw your mother in broken Spanish to someone who prank calls him over and over again? Where did he pick that up?
He knows other than Chinese.
Where did he pick that up, and why would he have said that to me? What a weirdo, that guy. God.
I can't speak English, so I'm going to say it the only way I know how.
Chinga tu male. All right, Ken's on the line. Hey, Ken.
Hey, running from me. How's it going?
Oh, well, we finally figured out what chinga tu male way is. It's chinga tu madre.
That sounded Chinese as hell to me.
I don't know. All right. No,
didn't know I was running for mayor over there in London, did you?
No, yeah, Ken's running for mayor in London. Did you hear about that, Milkman?
Oh, hell no. I didn't hear about that.
No, you did. All right, we got Caribbean flavor here. Oh, we got a few Caribbean places. I wonder what's up with Lonesome. He's got a problem with Caribbeans.
Thank you, Lonesome. We love our Caribbeans, man.
This one here, starting out, is Aki Bamboo Jamaican Cuisine. They can be funny, these Jamaicans.
Yeah, man. I read.
Bumble clock.
Is this Jamaican stupid people? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Jamaican stupid people?
Why did you say that?
I'm trying to make an order for food.
Well, we close at 8, you know?
What time do you open again, stupid people Jamaican? What time do they open? Hello, Mr. Donkey Horse. Mr. Jamaican. Hello. All right. Oops. He didn't like that very much. When did you say that? All right. That's called Joe Caribe.
Hermano.
What?
Breaking news, man. We've got a famous rap star in the house. Jay Battle's right here, man. I'd like to say hello to everybody.
Jay Battle. Hey, Jay Battle. All right. Jay Battle, everybody. Jay Battle. Milkman hung up the phone.
Jay Battle grabbed the phone. Fuck give you. Give that. Smash that shit.
Milkman saw a random black guy. I thought it was a rapper named Jay Battle. And the man promptly ran off with his phone. I love it. Oh, yeah. What's up, man?
Just stole his shit.
Give me that shit, motherfucker.
Talking Milkman for a couple weeks now.
Motherfucker. What do you want, Artie?
Call back. The call dropped.
All right. Cool. Bye.
Chingo tamale way.
Chingo tamale way. That's awesome to think that's what happened. Oh, yeah, man, what's up? Give me that shit.
Fucking snatch and grab. That's some good shit there.
Fat, ugly, taxi driving cracker. Give me that. All right. Evil Artie. Well, let's call Milkman back first.
I can see Milkman fucking driving his taxi down the road like a madman fucking trying to catch him.
No, right. I need my phone. Give me my phone. That's my Romano.
Please catch enjoy it, the phone. Catching up to his while your
fucking
party
door open
reached.
Just lays the dude out.
Oh, boy.
Yelling out the window, I'm not playing fucking games.
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey. Milkman. Uh-oh.
J-Battle, is that you?
J-Battle! Oh, boy.
Is this the whole show?
Hello.
So I got this thing. You ever heard of a place called Evolution Auto?
No.
It's in, there's one in Longwood and one in Sanford.
Okay.
And it's a little flyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, sell your car to us. We buy cars, motorcycles, watercraft, golf carts, RVs, and luxury watches.
And luxury, just throwing luxury yeah. watches there. Okay, cool.
I just found that funny.
Oh, wow.
They'll even consider real estate as a trade-in.
I guess.
Sounds like a fucking loan shark.
I guess. All right. Well, I think Milkman's still connected. He's still trying to fix his thing. Dirty Aaron's here. Hi, Dirty.
Yo, dogs.
Here's a number that I see on Skype we haven't called since I did the prank. Man, I don't know if some of you remember when we called the pizza delivery thing and the woman was like, you so stupid. I don't know if you remember that, but here we go. You probably don't remember.
Is that the one, the high-risk delivery?
Yeah, one of them. No. Same concept, different people.
Hermano.
Hey. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I was calling for Jasmine.
Hello?
Yeah, is Jasmine there?
Yes.
Well, can you put her on, please?
Who's there?
Who's this?
Excuse me?
Who the shit is this? Who is this stupid person who's answering the phone? Hmm?
Wait.
What? Whatever, go away.
Yeah, weren't these the people somebody had ordered online?
Yeah.
And she fucking started ripping them. You're so stupid.
You're so stupid, Jasmine.
Hello?
Who's Jasmine?
Who's you?
This is Cross. Put Jasmine on the phone right now.
Who's Jasmine? I think you got the wrong number.
No, listen. You said Jasmine is there, you stupid woman.
There's no Jasmine here. I'm telling you, sir.
Oh, and what is your name?
This is Marvin, and you got the wrong number.
Are you a woman or a man?
I'm a man.
Oh, so you have a penis and two testicles? Hello, I'm connecting Jasmine right now.
Akibambo, may I help you?
Yes, hi, I'd like to make an order, please.
You know, I was closed at 8 o'clock.
Oh, is that because you're stupid Jamaican people?
What's that?
Is that because stupid Jamaican people?
Man, go fuck yourself, what are you talking about?
Stupid Jamaican people that have dirty food there, and the food falls on the floor and they put it back in the pot.
Go on, screw yourself.
Shut up, you stupid monkey asshole.
Come over here, sucker, kick your ass.
Suck my cock.
I can't believe that other dude that was on. This is Marvin. I was like, what the fuck?
Whatever. Well, Jamaicans are usually nice and polite. Why would he talk to me like that? I don't understand.
He didn't get high today,
I guess. Hey, Milkman, are you working yet? What happened? We were talking to J-Lo. What was his name? Milkman.
J-Battle, that's what it was.
J-Battle, J-Lo.
battling for your fucking phone.
Milkman. Mil, is your headset on or off? Maybe it's just Bluetooth or something. Milkman, check your Bluetooth.
J-Battle fucking holding Milkman hostage or some shit? Is this the ransom call?
Milkman?
What the fuck is going on?
Milkman, are you okay?
I don't know, man. It's fucked up, man. It froze. It froze.
I just heard a bunch of music. What happened? Are you okay?
J-Battle raping you?
Is J-Battle raping Milkman? Oh, no.
On some fucking mood music and shit.
put this music on, man. Come on, man.
Put my CD in. We're going to do this the right way.
Put my CD in, man.
Try installing Skype tonight. I can go off now.
Milkman. Oh,
the
boy.
Fuck is going on?
I don't know what's going on with him. I was going to get mad at us. Tell us he's not playing games.
Yeah, it's Ken's fault again.
It's all my fucking fault.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. This is Joe Caribi. Yes.
Caribi?
Yeah. This is Joe Caribi? Oh, my God. Yeah, none of these Caribbean numbers are working very well, except for the Jamaican guy, who I've kind of pissed off already. We got the Waterfront Hotel. Anybody want to prank call a hotel? Aaron, Kenneth?
Anybody? I'll take it.
All right, Aaron, you're always game. That's good. Give me a break.
Appreciate gamer.
Artie, are you here still, or did you drop off again?
He's up there.
I'm here.
All right, good.
What hotel? Where's the hotel at?
Oh, shit. Oakland.
Oakland.
You're going to raid the hotel.
Thank you for calling me, sir. This is Eduardo. How may I help you?
Yeah, hey, how's it going there?
All right, who is this?
All right, yeah, this is Brent. Hey, I was staying there last week, man, and I think I left something in one of the rooms.
Okay, so you want to talk with the hotel?
Yeah, well, what is this? Is this the bar or something?
Yeah, this is the restaurant.
Well, who fucking sent me to the restaurant?
This is Eduardo, so I just say, I don't know, but you call into the restaurant right now. So you want to transfer you to the hotel?
Can you transfer me? Can you transfer me?
Crazy. Okay, hold on one second.
Mexican.
Hurry up.
Hello?
Hello, can you transfer me?
Yeah, of course.
You Mexican. All right, hurry up. Mexican horse.
Translate.
A Mexican horse.
Okay, I'm going to try to switch you over. Hold on one second.
Hurry up, Missy. Okay. Make it hurry up.
All right, hurry up.
Hurry up!
Damn women trying to wear the man pants.
I know.
She's just sitting there like a
Please
stupid.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
That's what happens. You give a woman some man pants, and then she tries to figure out a phone.
Well, so, you know, their brains are smaller. It's a fact.
I like your facts.
Yeah. All my facts are based on Ron Burgundy.
Milkman, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello.
All right. Got you back finally. What, you put on J-Battle and then dropped out.
No, we were talking, but then everybody started talking.
We're calling the hotel again.
All right.
Thank you for calling Miss Pearls.
Yeah, is this the hotel? I got disconnected.
You were trying to reach the hotel?
Yeah, I got this number, and then they were trying to forward me to the hotel.
I'm not sure what happened. Let me try again.
Yeah,
okay, yeah, hurry up.
Yeah, Bill, it was because there was a stupid woman there, remember? She didn't know what she was doing.
That's extremely rude. Would you like me to switch you over or not?
Oh, man.
For sure. I don't know why. What's the problem?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I thought we were on hold.
Yeah, well, you weren't.
You give a woman some man pants and this is how she acts.
Well, maybe. Is there a man that I can talk to there?
Oh, she's transferring us now. You hear how much of a bitch she is when she's talking to me right now?
I can't believe that shit.
She's such a cunt.
How about the chef in the back of the hotel?
Oh, wow. That's extremely rude.
I did a little after show last week with a couple of guys we called Hawaii. The Hawaiian people are really, they get angry pretty quick.
Hawaiians do?
Yeah, man. We called like Hawaiian Craigslist numbers. Like I called some, you know, people had cars for sale. So I was asking if there was like cum stains like in the back seat and stuff like that. And
fuck you.
Yeah, the one guy said his ad was for $3,500. I said, well, I'll give you $1,500. He got really mad.
All right, Milkman, is J Battle there still? Or did he leave?
No, he's coming back right now, man.
Oh, are you giving him? You giving him a ride? Is he just hanging out downtown or something? Like,
yeah, dude, no, I'll get him right. Hey, man, say hello, man. It's J Battle. Can you hear?
Hey, what's happening? How y'all doing tonight?
What's up, J Battle?
What's up, dog?
J Battle, I think I saw you back in the day in MySpace. It was a long time ago, though. I think I saw you.
I'm all over the internet. I'm just getting out at JBattle/worldwide.
Yeah, yeah, I think I recall this. That's cool. Well, man, it's good seeing you, man. We're doing an internet radio show, so everyone heard that. All right, J Battle, do you play basketball? Huh? All right. It's hard to hear you. I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, you need to watch out for that guy driving your taxi, too. He's a crazy bastard.
He's a pervert, yeah. He is. Trust me, he is.
He's going to try and touch you.
He's going to try to touch you. Yeah.
Finger blessed.
Ask him about getting head in that taxi.
He smells his fingers all the time. Did you notice that?
All
right,
man. That's J Battle, everybody.
J
Battle, one and only.
Milkman. J Battle. All right. Cool, Milkman. He's a cool dude. I've heard of him before. He seems cool.
Hey, cool, dude. Man, yeah. I got his album, dude. I'm going to send you some of the tunes, man. Like, we have to play them sometime.
Does it go, Habiba Bubba Bubba Habiba Bubba
Bubba Habiba Bubba 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 Bubba
I heard that shit the other day, Milkman, where you're talking about California Love and ask you, do you know the lyrics? You're like, yeah, Habiba Bubba Bubba. I was like, oh, man. You're like, yeah, I love this song. It's about that hubble bubble about chewing gum. I'm like, all right. Cool. All right, we got request of pranks here. We got his fiancée's mother from Trombone Tata's raising her Bright House bill to $400 due to watching porn. Your future mother-in-law has a $400 bill due to watching porn. Okay, all right. Wow.
I did that to my mom once.
Wow.
Why am I not surprised?
Carlito, I'll tell you, I used to work for Comcast, and this was not a fucking uncommon occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
People would call and ask why their bill was so high, mm-hmm. and I'd go in and check their pay-per-view and fucking just, I mean,
porn.
A page of porn.
Wow.
And then they try to say, I don't watch porn. Yeah. Somebody must be stealing my
internet. Yeah.
Someone's stealing my box.
Sir, they can't. Do that. They have a box on your account.
Yeah, exactly.
And, it used to be funny. They'd try to argue and like try to get something knocked off. I'm like, you're just a fucking old pervert. Just admit it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
You're no pervert. And you got crazy one weekend with the porn and you charge $100 of porn. Yeah, I worked for a cable company tech support for a very short amount of time once, and I get those calls too. That like I look at their bill, and it's like, you know, $200 worth of porn, and they're like, "We're gonna get shut off, and what are we gonna do?" It's like, you gotta pay your fucking porn bill, man.
Yeah, you're not gonna be able to watch any porn. That's what's gonna happen.
And then the sad thing is, like, this is in the day. I mean, this is like in 2006 when internet's pretty prevalent. It's like you don't have to pay for porn, man. You know what I mean? You can get porn out there pretty easy. You don't have to pay much, or if anything, if for that matter. And
the name brand shit.
Yeah, well, the porn.
Pay $19.99 for internet, and then just fucking go look at porn.
Well, the problem is like that porn on the cable channels sucks too. Anyway, man, there's no penetration.
It's all softcore.
Yeah, it's all softcore shit. Yeah, no one wants to watch that. Milkman, you don't want to watch that, right? You watch the dirty stuff, right?
I'd hate to know what Milkman watches.
Milkman, we can barely hear you. What happened to your You're very low.
Sorry.
Want me to call you back?
No, hold on.
You've reached the voicemail with Chrissy Schiffo. I'm currently...
What it sounds Chrissy like is... sounds like J-Battle may have taken his phone again and Milkman's yelling to try to fucking communicate with him.
Milkman's so loyal, he's still trying to do the show with us. Hey, J-Battle, bring phone back. There you are. We're here now. Good.
All right. All right,
well,
hey, J-Battle's going to leave the house, man. Thank you, bro.
All right, enjoy y'all night, huh?
Later, J-Battle.
Night.
See you, man.
Hey, thanks, J-Battle. Have a good one, buddy. Catch you tomorrow, man.
All right. Sid the Kid sends in a number here for his friend. An old lady called the cops on him today. The cops came, and he split. Why would you call the cops on your friend? Just call him and ask why she called the cops on him. But if you could like to, try to make him feel better, I guess he's really scared. He looks like Jeremy Lin. All right. His name is Keaton. All right. Cool. Let's give him a call. Looks like Jeremy Lin, so I'm guessing he's an Asian, a yellow, probably.
Yeah, I don't like the yellows. Asiatics.
is Jeremy Lin...
I'm learning 120, dog.
Jeremy Lin sucks now, doesn't he? Did he ever come back from his injury?
Nah, he's still fucking hurt.
Yeah. And Amari Stoudemire is a fucking brilliant genius with what he did. He punched a fire hydrant in the locker room and broke his hand. Duh. Good one, Amari, you retard. The hardest Sotomayor hit the glass in 5 years. Good one, Nitrous Cookie. You
gotta I was just fucking laughing about that,
get
too.
Get a gold star for that. There you go. That's awesome. Fucking Knicks, man. They have no excuse to be playing like they are. I'm a Magic fan, alright? We have an excuse. Dwight Howard broke his back. Everyone else sucks right now.
Broke his back.
I'm a Supersonics fan. Big fan of the Supersonics.
Fuck off.
That's fine. That means you're an Oklahoma City fan, and they're actually I've got Oklahoma City Thunder going into the finals this year. I think they're going to make it.
I'm a Pistons fan, man. We're going through rebuilding. Fucking went to the Eastern Conference Finals 6 years in a row, and now we can't fucking win a game to win it for our lives.
Buddy. Pistons once again. I don't know. You had that nice run with Ben Wallace. Was it Ben Wallace and all that?
Yeah, Ben Wallace, and then, like I say, we went Eastern Conference Finals for 6 years in a row, right after in 2004 when they beat the Lakers in fucking five games.
Yeah. How stupid Stoudemire, though. What he got? So he was upset that they went down 0-2 in the series. So he punches the glass in the fire extinguisher fucking box and cuts and breaks his hand.
He showed that fucking fire extinguisher.
He sure showed that thing.
Fuck you, you inanimate object.
God. Baz will never be a Thunder fan. Yeah, alright. Well, let's continue on. Some more prank calls to see what's going on.
Well, I think we should call a few hospitals in the UK for Nunu.
Yes. Get those hospital UK numbers, Lonesome. Thank you. He's looking for them right now. He just confirmed. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. This is my favorites.
But those UK tax dollars.
You must call A&E, mate. You must call A&E.
UK tech dollars will work. UK tax dollars will work. A&E. Yeah, don't call A&E. All right, we'll get to some more requested pranks here in a moment.
Tell them your name's Ted, too.
See what Lonesome's dropped on us here lately.
Do we know what hotel UK Ted's at? Should we start calling that?
I think I do.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think Carlito's probably got the number somewhere.
Yeah, I think he had his call at once.
Start calling in. Come on, Ted. Transfer us, you son of a bitch.
Where is UK Ted? He's not around, huh?
I don't see him on the...
Maybe
there's
a
mad
at him tonight, man.
Where's Tuck at? I don't see Tuck.
I saw Tuck all night, man. What the hell
do you want, Mike Tucker?
I don't see him at all. That's on the new soundboard. New soundboard. I love this one.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
I'm going to use that a lot.
God damn it, that's my favorite one.
I can't wait for her to call in. Mike, talk!
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
Hey, Carlita, while we're waiting on calls, you should call that kid back that was getting all nervous. I'm going to call my friend, and then the cops. Like, fucker, you don't have no friends. Come on now.
Oh, the first dude that we talked to early on the
he
show?
Was all, yeah, he was all fucking nervous.
Yeah.
Hey, Falls. Fucking Milkman yelling at him, we're not playing no games.
Yeah. He kept picking up, too. You think he'd stop answering, but nope. All right, Lonesome.
Yeah, he's waiting on your call back, man.
Lonesome got some numbers here from England. It is the last hour of the show. I guess we need to start calling England, so let's do it. Henry Block. He's the king of the block, I understand. Let me start out with this one, and then maybe you guys, if you want to jump in, you can. Let me hit the first one. On the line now, we got Big Milkman, Big Ken, Big Evil Artie, and Big Dirty Aaron.
Yo.
Here we go.
So I might be getting a Mustang.
Oh, don't do that. Really?
Yeah. I'm in the market for a convertible one.
Yeah, make sure you can jack off other men in that.
What did he say?
He said about jacking off.
You gotta jack off
my girl all the time.
Yes, hello. I'd like to speak with Henry Block, please.
Who is it?
My name is Cross Brown. I'm with the voting administration. We wanted to follow up because he didn't vote in the election for the mayor of London.
Where are you speaking from?
Well, I'm calling from the UK Voter Assurance.
But it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
I know, but we have on record that he didn't vote yesterday. He didn't go to the.
Why are you bothering me? Why can't you phone me at a reasonable hour? This is no time to phone people.
Well, because he's required to vote. It's a requirement that he votes, you stupid woman. Hello?
Everybody's lost audio. There's a bunch of packet loss.
Oh,
chat
boy.
Room's about to blow up.
All right, hang on.
Oh, my. That didn't last very long. They're always pretty occupied with time. I don't get it.
I know. Hang on.
You know what time it is?
Yeah, the call.
Big Ben. The time is, at the tone, time to get up.
I thought it was my computer, but you had a bunch of packet loss.
Yeah, I see that shit, man. Yeah, now I don't know what's causing all these problems that I got.
I mean, how many people you got in your Skype? Maybe we are bandwidth.
No. It's the shoutcast that died.
Oh.
The shoutcasting died, man.
Livestream went down also.
Did it? Fuck. You have any
yeah,
good
I'm
news
getting
from
fucking Skype messages and everything was freaking out.
Well, do me a favor. Tell people in the chat room who aren't listening to reload their chat page or their player page, and they should be able to start hearing it again. That should be working up already. The Madhouse station is working already. Blue Planet is back up already, and I'm about to get Cacti back up here.
Nudu was in the fucking chat just blowing it up.
Piss fuck stream, ass balls.
Yeah, stream is dead. Piss fuck ass. Balls.
He can't use caps. Notice he can't use caps. I love it.
Nudu's going nuclear in the chat now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got his thong in a twist.
Oh my. Maybe he's going to have to take another time out. My goodness. Nudu.
Easy there, Nudu. Easy there, Tiger. Was getting the video going.
Says Cacti's
be
down.
Nice, Nunu. We don't want to get the chain out.
Cacti's back up. Let it buffer, whatever it is, but it's back up. I've got confirmation. Green across the board on all three shoutcast sources. I'm just working on the video now.
So, yeah, that was some crazy news yesterday with Junior Seau going down and shit.
I can't believe that, man. That's just insane.
I really think what's going to happen is, you know, back in the day, they used to get fucked up with those concussions all the time. Yeah. They're going to find out, yeah, 40 years old, his brain was like an 80-year-old.
Yeah.
He was in depression and shit and end up killing himself.
Yeah, see, back in the day... Oops, sorry. That was a repeat there. Yeah, who do they say... Who's the wrestler that killed his son and his wife?
Oh, Benoit.
Chris Benoit, when he fucking roid raged and killed them all.
Yeah, well, they said he had a hell of a lot of brain damage, too, they said, also. It was kind of a combination, I thought. No, I might be wrong on that. Thought it was kind of both.
Yeah, he was pretty fucked up, too. He was on roids and all that wrestling shit, getting all that brain damage. All
right, yeah, we should have video back in all three Shoutcast sources, so there's no excuse not to be able to listen or watch right now. I don't want to hear it.
I want to watch you.
I don't know why they insist on watching me.
I think this show should just be audio.
I think really what it is Nunu gets really fucking excited.
Yeah.
I think maybe he's sabotaging the show again.
You might be.
You hacking the fucking website again.
Stop hacking a website, Nunu, okay? Chat room and all that. Stop it. All right, let's call the UK some more. That was fun, that last one. They're making it. Well, you know, I want to call that lady back, that last one we did. That's a good idea.
I want her fucking vote right now.
I'm going to put Ken on the line. I got Ken on the line here. He's running. Who won the election last night then? Nunu, who won the election? Let me know.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I have Ken on the line. He was running for Lord Mayor of London, and he wanted to talk to you about getting your vote, if you still had some time to come down and vote.
The voting is finished.
Well, they're extending the hours because stupid people like you and your husband, they didn't come down to do the voting like they were supposed to.
I say, I don't know who you are, and I don't particularly care, but why are you finding me this time in the morning?
What the deal is, I'm Ken, and Boris, he's fucking cheating, so I pulled some strings, we're going to extend the hours. I need you to come down and give me your vote.
Basically, that's what it is, yeah. You understand?
I'll be down immediately.
Okay, who are you
gonna... I appreciate it. I'll give you a free keg, too.
Will you vote for Ken or for Boris? Who are you going to vote for?
I'm afraid I don't give that information out.
Because you're a stupid person? Is that why?
And you're a stupid American, is that why?
Well, no, I'm paid money here, sir. I'm from a...
As you're paid money, and don't bother people and don't ask them what they vote for, because it's a private matter, and people do what they like.
Listen, the computer here tells me you didn't even vote. I'm going to know who you voted for the minute you do, you stupid horse. You're really stupid, you know that?
Just so you know, even if you vote for the other guy, I'm changing your vote.
That was awesome. Let's try him again. Did you vote yet?
I need your vote.
He's gone. All right, let's go. Let's move on here. More show. KDK is Fall in the chat room. No, Fall. That's really you, Fall. Don't be silly. Don't talk a bunch of cobblers. We got Henry Brownrigg. Anybody want to talk to Henry Brownrigg about the election?
I'll talk to Henry.
Henry.
That sounded perverted.
Talk to Henry?
I'll talk to Henry.
I'll talk to Henry.
Henry Brownrigg kind of sounds like he's an anal sex. He's got a brown rig.
Yeah, he's a fecophiliac.
Ugh.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment, so please leave your message after the tone.
Piss!
Oh!
No answer there, so instead we will call Henry Buffong. Buffong. Also,
Buffong.
Another
fecophiliac.
Ask him if he asks you, do you know what time it is? Tell him it's time to get out and vote, bitch.
Time to rock the vote. Tell him it's time to rock the vote.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, Henry.
What's speaking?
Yes. Hello.
Hello?
We're wondering if you've gone out and voted yet.
Pardon?
Did you vote in the election?
Who's speaking?
My name is Brent Westwood. I'm calling from the UK Voting Administration Machines.
You phoning in from?
We're phoning from a call center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, from the United States.
Yeah.
We noticed that you haven't voted yet in the London election. We want to make sure you get out there. They've extended the time.
Paddy.
Are you there?
Paddy. Paddy.
My name's not Paddy, God damn it. Are you going to get out and vote?
Yeah, I'm vote.
Huh?
Yeah, vote.
No, you vote.
You're so stupid, you can't even vote. You're not even British.
Hello? You don't even know how. Can you speak English okay or not?
Yeah.
Can I
just
going to
grunt on the phone or what?
Can I speak to the man in the bed next to you?
Hey, stupid. Are you going to vote for Brent, Boris or what? Huh?
I already voted already.
Oh, who did you vote for? We have to know. You must tell me now.
Well, I didn't vote yet.
I know that. That's why we called you.
I already voted. I didn't vote yet. You're real stupid.
You don't even know what you're doing.
Hey, Henry, stay on the line. We're going to call someone else, all right? Hang on. Don't go anywhere, all right? Henry, you hear me? Henry, don't go. We like you.
Yeah.
Don't hang up, Henry.
Yeah, you're pretty cool, Henry. I like you, man. I'm sorry I called you stupid, okay? Henry, you're cool with me? We're cool? Good.
Hello?
Yes, hello, sir. My name is Ralph Littlejohn. I'm looking for Doug Chisholm.
You've got him.
Hi, Doug Chisholm. I'm calling from the United Kingdom Voting Administration, and we have it down here that you didn't vote in your election, and you're in big trouble. You're facing a fine because of that. Why didn't you vote?
What the bloody hell is this?
The election passed, and you didn't place your vote. You're in violation of the UK Emergency Powers Act.
Where the hell are you inventing this from? Is this some fucking crank here?
What time
of the morning?
We have it on the computer. It's coming up right now. You did not vote in the election like you were supposed to, you stupid shithead.
You tosser, whoever you are.
What?
You tosser, whoever you are. Is that all you've got
to
do is waste your time?
Excuse me, hey, this is the super...
Henry, you still there?
Hello?
Henry, you still there?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about that?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
All right, here, we're going to do another one. Don't go anywhere.
I love how tired English people talk.
I know. Why are you so tired, Henry? What's going on? Are you awake?
No.
No? What time do you wake up in the morning, usually?
It's a Patty.
Huh? A Patty? Yeah, it's Patty. What's going on, buddy?
My God!
Holy
hey, AIDS. Is he gonna die?
You're gonna die?
Uh-oh. I'm dying. Yeah.
Oh no! Don't die, Henry. Stay with us.
Wait till tomorrow.
In your chest.
Yes. Hi. I'm calling for Brian Ashley, the man with the woman's name.
Sorry.
I'm calling for Brian Ashley. Stupid.
Who's calling?
My name is Ralph Littlejohn.
Who?
Ralph Littlejohn. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, put Brian on the phone and go make me a sandwich, okay?
Hold on.
Okay, thank you. She didn't ask what kind of sandwich I wanted.
I think you need a sandwich before she gets him.
Henry!
Hello.
Oh, not you. Sorry, Henry. Hang on. Don't go anywhere. Brian!
Yeah, eh?
Brian?
Yeah.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
All right.
I'm calling from the United Kingdom Voting Administration. We have down here on the computer that you failed to place a vote in the election.
Yeah.
Why was that?
Because I'm stupid.
Well, apparently you are, yes.
Right, anyway.
Anyway, this is Henry.
Good luck.
You all sound the same.
Eh?
You all sound the same, you stupid people.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, right, whatever. Hey,
Henry, when was the last time you brushed your teeth?
Are you messing around with me now, Henry? We're not playing games. Milkman, tell him we're not playing games. Milkman.
Hey, look, buddy, we're not playing any fucking games.
You think this is Monopoly, bitch?
Henry, don't go anywhere.
Think we're playing chess and shit?
Hello?
Yes, is this Brian?
Speaking.
Brian, my name is Henry Buffong. I live on 10A Warlock Road in London, England.
Right.
I'm calling to harass you because you didn't vote in the election yesterday.
Who are you?
My name is Henry Buffong. I live on 10A Road in London, England. You see, Henry, I told you we weren't playing games. I'm giving out your information now. How do you like that?
That's what you get when you don't vote for me, asshole.
I think he hung up now. When he heard that, he freaked out. I got to edit that out. And we have Nigel Bevan. Man, my ass is sore.
Nigel on.
My ass is sore. All right, go ahead and open this one up. Everyone jump in at the end. How's that sound? Yeah.
All right. Get some sounds there.
I got him.
Dun, dun, dun.
Nigel.
Hello. Your call cannot be taken at the moment.
Horse.
Hello.
See, what I really want to know is why the fuck are these people picking up their phone at like 5 or 4 in the morning? I'm sitting here sleeping. My cell phone goes off at that time. I'm not fucking answering it.
Yeah.
Special house phone.
Well, especially with a number I don't know. You know, pop-up caller ID. I'm not picking this shit up.
Yeah, and they were still like,
well, you never know. I mean, it could be like the hospital. Someone's there, you know?
Yeah.
They can wait till the fucking morning.
Or it could be the king.
What if it's your mom at the hospital?
Could be the king and queen.
Wow. It's not like it's your mom. I mean, if she called, I'd really answer that shit.
Yeah, I know. Booty call.
Oh, I'm dead.
Anyway, Nunu says that we need to call the guy and ask about his wife giving him biscuits. What? What are you talking about? A story about biscuits. Let's see. Biscuits.
Put it in the chat a couple different times, I think.
That's a Charlie thing right there. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? It is. It is so like him. I can't believe that.
How do you say his curse?
How do what?
That little curse that he does.
Chinga tu madre.
Yeah, he fucks the curse up himself.
Yeah, it's chinga tu madre. He says chinga tu madre way.
Chinga tu madre.
Yeah. Okay, so Lonesome sent in a number here. Does your wife? He says one of the what? Okay. A guy was complaining about his neighbors. One of the insults he used was, "Does your wife give you a biscuit to make you feel happy?" His name is Brendan Murphy. Okay. All right, you got it.
Lonesome's neighbor?
No. Nunu's neighbor here.
Oh, okay.
Does your wife give you a biscuit to make you happy? How's that an insult? That's a big insult there in England, I guess. You eat biscuits!
I don't know, but the name Brendan just sounds like a cocksucker.
Brendan Biscuits?
Well, aren't crackers biscuits there? So maybe he means like, are you a,
right.
Like a parrot? You repeat?
Crisps or chips.
You know, elevator is a skybox. Hello?
Brendan Murphy speaking.
Hi.
Hello, Brendan.
And I'll call you back. Thank you.
Fuck.
Asshole. Yeah, asshole, you're not speaking when you leave a voicemail greeting, stupid. Asshole. Put him in his place. So there you go. Great idea, Nunu. It didn't work out. Sorry, I tried. Okay, we have requests of pranks, though. Woo! Tired! Woo! Tired, fucker! We got about 15 minutes left. I might cut it off early here because my butt's sore, man. Butt is sore. Let's get through some rapid-fire requested pranks here. Ian McDonald, say you're calling from Sask Power and that he owes you a lot of money for a street light outside his house because it's on his property and he has to pay for it. Sounds like an inside joke. This call's in Canada, home of hockey. I understand the hockey playoffs are going on now. That sounds fun. Sounds like a hoot. Bunch of white people with sticks. Have fun with that.
They got one black guy now, though, too.
Oh, that's good.
Trying to diversify.
About time. It's bound to happen. Thank you, Artie. Artie, you're out of here now. I'm hanging up.
Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm looking for Ian MacDonald.
You are talking to him.
I'm calling from Sask Power. My name is Ralph. My name is Ralph Littlejohn.
From Rob Littlejohn.
I'm Ralph Littlejohn from Sask Power.
Yeah.
Okay.
What can I do for you at 10:45 in the morning, sir?
Well, you have some money. Oh, 10:45 in the morning?
10:45 in the night, sir. What can I do for you?
Okay, it seems like you're wrong. You're behind here on your bill. You owe quite a bit of money here due to a street light outside your house. It's been on your property, and you haven't paid for it.
Okay, yeah. You should get your story straight. We don't know about a street light. Goodbye.
Oh, you have a street light. It's outside your house, you stupid shit. Okay.
I like how he was acting like it was a big fucking deal that it was 10:45 in the morning. It kind of confused me for a second.
I was like, where are we calling?
Hi, we can't make it to the phone right now. I'll leave a message, and we'll get back to you when we get in. Thank you.
I was like, are we calling Australia or something? What the fuck? All right, so some inside joke. Someone's having a big old laugh, and good for you, listener. I'm hoping, you know, that's what we're here for, to have fun.
Somebody's taking a piss.
Yeah, taking a piss on that guy. Dustin sent in a number for a kid named Chris who's very fat, very racist, thinks he's funny all the time when he's not, and is a fucking retard. We're going to be calling Evil Artie here next. Hang on just a moment, everybody.
The God,
I was going to say, is that me?
Oh, I'm sorry, Artie. That's me.
Is this a wind-up?
It is a wind-up.
You think a Corvette would get me laid?
Yeah, there's a few guys maybe out there who would dig you.
Yeah. Some bears.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Chris. Leave me a message.
God, I hate it. I hate that shit.
After you have finished, press the pound key for more options.
God, I hate that shit.
We need to call and fill his fucking voicemail up for being a douchebag and making a message like that.
Dude, I really hate it when people do that, man. Milkman used to be one of those. I think I told the story once. I had my windows down. It was a nice sunny day. And I'm driving through the black neighborhood on my way home from work. I'm calling Milkman, and he picks up. He goes, hello. And I fell for it. You know, it's like, you know, you've reached Milkman. I'm like, God damn it, fucking shit. And yelling at with my windows down, and like these children and their mom were walking by, and they gave me a bad look. Felt bad.
We don't know. This kid could just be slow as fuck.
Yeah. Milkman, that's a real dirty pool. Milkman, are you there? Thank God you changed that voicemail message, man. I think you did.
You should have told him it's Milkman's fault.
Quiet, Artie. Milkman's talking. He's not playing games. Go ahead, Milkman.
All right, man. Yeah, I'm here, man. Just me and my girls here.
Uh-oh. There you go. All right.
Yeah. Everybody said hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Hi.
We said hello.
How you doing?
Okay.
Lisa, they're doing all right.
All right, me too. I'm on my way home.
My pants just froze about 3 inches.
Hey, I'm getting ready to go underneath the ocean here. They got an underwater tunnel here, so it makes that out.
Is that what you call it? All right, cool.
Is that what you call it?
Milkman's going to eat her out right now. You're going under the tunnel.
Yeah, whenever I go under this tunnel, they got a tunnel here. It cuts off sometimes. If I go really fast, I might make it, but...
No, don't go fast. Don't do anything.
The tunnel of pussy here.
The tunnel of pussy.
Yeah, the I'm going through the tube right now, right in Webster Tube here in Alpena.
Put the chicks on the line.
All right. We got a number here from Tiny Red Johnson. The victim's name is Chris. Chris runs a tattoo shop in upstate New York. Short temple, easy to make mad. I was thinking a good prank call him. Cocky as hell and tongue.
Oh, get her, Milkman. Get her, Milkman. Eat this shit.
Yeah, now we're going. All right. Hey, it didn't hang up. All right. Check it out, man. I'm Florida. I got to go my 8 miles an hour here to tell, man. He's already gone. All right.
Oh,
you hear that shit? Milkman's fucking tearing her up.
Milkman's tearing her ass.
Hell yeah. I tell you what, man. I put this sucker down, man. We were rolling. Got the Lexus rolling, baby.
Tattoo Chris?
Yes.
Not today, thank you.
What do you mean, why not today, thank you?
Because I'm
going to
wash them. That's why not today, thank you.
At the tone, please.
Wow, that made no sense. It was stupid. Thank you.
Yeah, that was stupid.
The voicemails get stupider and stupider. All right, we got a number in Costa Rica. I don't think we ever called Costa Rica. Corrupt sent in a number for the Hotel Del Rey, Costa Rica, a known brothel. Whoop, whoop. All right, there we go. Anybody want to talk to a brothel in Costa Rica where you can get HIV?
Here. Absolutely.
All right.
Wait, it's a brothel?
Yeah, already want to call a brothel?
Does a bear shit in the woods?
Yeah, it's in Costa Rica. Here you go. Have fun.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
I think we need to get Richie on the line so he can giggle halfway through the call.
Yes,
hey, come on, girls.
Girls?
What does a vagina look like?
Do you think Richie knows? Does it go up or down or left or right, Richie? Let us know. What do you think?
It's diagonal, Richie.
Depends on the
question.
Horizontal.
Depends on the race.
It does.
Welcome to the Hotel Del Rey. If you know your party's extension, you can dial it now. Or dial 1 for reservation.
Oh, Richie knows.
3 for purchase. Or dial 0 to talk to the operator.
3 for purchase.
And your American ready. 0.
Can we dial the rooms from there?
That'd be good. But you look side to side, then up to down. Nah, not really.
I'm going to try the alphabet.
Hi, this is Barry Snatch. I'd like to schedule an appointment, please.
Excuse me?
This is Barry Snatch, and I'd like to schedule an appointment.
Appointment with who, sir?
Well, who you got?
Oh, what?
What
was that about? All right.
Is that a hotel and he was trying to schedule an appointment or something?
I guess. I don't know.
Thought it was a brothel.
That's what it said. All right. I'm calling back. There's a guest there named Kevin Calloway. Safe and sound in San Jose at Hotel Del Rey, Costa Rica. Not confirmed. Oh, you know what? I know about this place. You know who I knew wanted to go there? Maybe I shouldn't say who it was.
Never mind.
No, not you. Someone you all know.
Welcome to the Hotel Del Rey. If you know your party's extension.
Never mind. I'd have to clear it with him first before I tell you who it was. I was going to go to a brothel.
Hotel Del Rey, good evening.
Yes, I'm trying to reach Kevin Calloway, please. He's a guest there.
Excuse me?
I'm trying to reach Kevin Calloway. He's a guest there.
Calloway, one moment. I don't have that last name on the system, sir.
Calloway, maybe. Oh, do you? Or do
excuse
you,
me?
Did you put it in English or Spanish?
Okay, sir. The last name Calloway is not on the system.
It's with a C. You see, maybe because you're stupid Spanish.
I know
accent.
How to spell Calloway, sir.
Stupid Latino Hispanic that you don't know how to spell it, you know?
Excuse me?
Because
sir, this communication is too bad. I can hear you.
You stupid Costa Rican. You don't understand.
Looking
it.
For Kevin Calloway. Kevin Calloway, Calloway, Callaway. Callaway.
He's gone. He's starting to get upset, though. Let's try him again.
I knew he was gone when I heard the echo.
Yep. You're very smart, Artie. You're very fucking smart.
I'm really not.
No, you're not. You need to have a job.
I just act like I'm smart.
How's that job search going, Artie?
It's not. I got other plans.
Crazy fuckers in the chat room.
Yeah, crazy fuckers.
You serious?
Good. Yeah, he's here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He
doesn't. Back from the dead.
He said last week he's living in a van on the mountain, not by the river. On the mountain.
Call in.
Good evening, Hotel Del Rey.
Good evening. I'm trying to reach a guest there.
Excuse me?
I'm trying to reach a guest there, Mr. Monkey.
Sir, I'm sorry to bother you, and I'm very, very, very sorry for this inconvenience. I can hear you.
I'm trying to make an order to speak to a person who stays there, but because you're a stupid Costa Rican, you don't understand.
Hello, can you hear us? Can you hear me? Is there something wrong with your phone? Listen, stupid Costa Rican.
Maricón. Maricón.
I'm looking for Chingata my friend.
Chingata Tumale way.
I'm looking for Mike Oxlong.
What the fuck he's doing now? He's just sitting there.
Is he jerking off? Fucking listening to everybody's voice or something?
I don't know. I'm scratching my balls. My balls itch for some reason. Sorry, ladies that are listening, but my balls itch like a motherfucker right now. I'll scratch. Yeah. Super. No, crabs, asshole. Super 8 store. Indian operated Super 8 store in Trenton. Been harassing the owner for a while and can be fun to anger. This came in from Big Tabachi. Yeah, you ever heard of that guy? He's a pretty funny dude. Nice guy. I was talking to him earlier in the week. He's a nice guy. We were going to go to Red Robin together, but it fell through. The plans fell through. I was excited about that. I was going to have a turkey patty wrapped in lettuce. That's one of the meals you can get there.
I've never been to Red Robin.
They don't have Red Robins in Florida, man.
Not that French fries.
Dude, Artie, remember we used to go to... What was that place we used to go to for the breakfast buffet every once in a while?
Oh, yeah, Big Boy.
Big Boy, yeah. Me and Artie meet up there.
I didn't go there. How much is the buffet?
It's like $7, man.
It's good. I got to go there baked once.
That's what I used to do. I go there baked the whole time.
I've been all my marijuana.
Hello?
Smoking, I haven't been to a buffet.
Hello?
Soda party.
Hello?
Are you there? Hello? Hey, is the owner there?
No, owner is not here.
Okay. Is anybody there? Guys? Ken? Milkman? Anyone? Oh, boy, everything dropped out. Skype dropped out, lost Milkman, lost everybody. Call dropped, everybody right across the board. Oh, boy. When our Shoutcast dropped out, is Shoutcast still up? No one saying anything? Oh, shit. Ah, boy. Here we go. Now the streamers are dropping. I think we've had a massive failure here. Anyways, it looks like Madhouse Studio just lost its connection, so I guess this is just as good a time of it as any to end the show. I'd like to thank all our podcast listeners, and in hindsight, hopefully our live listeners can appreciate that I'm thanking them on the podcast because they can't hear me now. Yeah, internet's completely down. Probably some maintenance on the part of my internet provider. So here we go. I want to thank everyone who sent in numbers this week. Lonesome Loser, all our requests to prank people. Nunu, thank you for your help, I guess. Everyone who tuned in, everyone in the chat room, Milkman as always. And sorry for such the abrupt end, but I guess it's meant to be. It's 1 o'clock anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'm only on contract to do show for until 1, so there. You guys have a good night. See you guys next week. Thanks, bye. Yeah.